9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And he caught it with one hand in the end zone. Touchdown, Yoma!
Kelly looking for daylight, finds a seam, dives across, touchdown, Yoma!
Now, KMIL 105.1 The Ranch presents coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman.
Live play-by-play action is brought to you by
Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative in Cameron. Marek Burns, Laywell Funeral Home. By Ebco Development, The Bling Box, Standards of Care Home Health Care, Stanley Lind Autoplex, by Dawn's Paint and Body, Anderley Lumber Company, Cox's Heating and Air, Citizens National Bank, by C&W Auto Repair, Subway and Texas Burger, Capolino, Dodd and Krebs LLP, CMMC Full Service Home Repair, Sunny Food Mart, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Milam Auto, your CarQuest store, by Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, Smile at the World Orthodontics, Little River Materials, by the Yo Shop, Cameron Nursing Center, and by Sefco Convenience Stores.
Now, live, this is Cameron Yeoman Football.
And good evening from Woodfield in Hearn. Rob Reed along with Joe Smitherman, the coach, Shad Colley, and the rest of the crew, Bill Whitmire. Mama Rose is down on the sideline for our web photos this week, as well as both teams have made their way out onto the field tonight as we get ready for some football that matters, guys. District opener tonight.
Yeah, that's it's a brand new season. You'll hear that an awful lot across the region, but boy, when district starts, the games start counting.
Well, the Yeoman, of course, at 4-0. Hearn comes in at 2-2. Yeoman with impressive 3A wins over all of their pre-district opponents as the captains are making their way out onto the field tonight for the coin flip. Brought to you live at midfield by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908, as the captains on both sides making their way out. And we'll go downstairs and listen in.
All right, gentlemen, first district ball game. Good luck to both of you. Have a good game. Hustle. All right, we have a silver dollar here. That's the head. That's the tail with the eagle. That's the head. That's the tail. I'm going to ask you to call it. I'm going to ask you to repeat it. I'm going to toss it. If I drop it, we're going to do it over again, all right? What are you going to call?
I'm going to call heads.
It is heads. You guys are first.
So the Cameron Yeoman win the toss, as you heard, elected to defer. So the Hearn Eagles will get the ball first here in the first quarter. Captains tonight for the Yeoman are Trey Anderson, Ennis Rangel, Jack Rhodes, and Jake Young meeting at midfield. And the Yeoman will be defending the south end zone in the first quarter and moving from our right to left away from the clock end zone. Some lightning in the distance in that south sky a few moments ago. Watching a thunder boomer toward Bryan.
Maybe it'll stay to the south.
Maybe so. Moments away from District 12, 2A, D1, getting underway. And we will take a quick 30-second break and be right back. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
There's no better way to relax. It's Lazy Boy recliner season at Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces in Cameron. Kick back and enjoy the game with the very best seat in the house. And at Denio's, you'll find something for every room in your home. Denio's also carries all the famous names in tile and flooring, plus a complete line of wood, gas, and electric stoves. Fireplaces and inserts, too. It's Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, just north of Cameron on Highway 77.
To the night that our flag
That is Corbin Manis, a Hearn High School freshman, with the solo of tonight's national anthem.
Our opening kickoff tonight is brought to you, as always, by Sunny Food Mart at 902 North Travis in Cameron. They're open 6 a.m. until midnight, 7 days a week, and we are set for football.
Going to be hard to read these numbers. The Hearn Eagles, black on black with maroon lettering.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And I can't tell who it
now
is back there.
They got 12. They got 12 men on the field.
12 men on the field.
Now they got
11. They got 11.
There we go.
And it looks like that may be Jamarcus Johnson back as a deep man, Joe. My eyes are 10 years younger than yours.
Well.
But that's not going to be much good. Is that? Oh, that's five, Coach says.
Flanked to
Saquon Williams.
Flanked to his right is Sexton Curry. Can't tell who's over on the far side as the Yeomen prepare to kick this one off and get this district race underway here in Hearn, Texas tonight. Martin Rodriguez will tee it up for the Yeoman. And he boots it away. It is angled to the far sidelines. In fact, he missed it, basically, and it goes out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
And Mama Rose didn't call it a fair catch.
Yeah. Well, that's probably not what he intended to do. And there is an option lying with the Eagles here. And it looks like they'll take it on the far hash mark at the 30-yard line as the offense is on the field. Freshman starter Clifton Potts. No, make that Kyle Castilleja, the freshman quarterback for the Eagles. First start of the season for Castilleja.
Wishbone in the backfield.
And the big fullback is the workhorse of this offense, number 44, but he gets the lead block on that as the handoff is to the tailback, and there's absolutely no room. And I think that was Canavius Jeffrey.
I think that's right.
On the carry.
Cody Rosprom, guys, that big fullback.
Splitting wide of the near side is Cornelius Workman, Jr., the wide side of the field, as Castilleja goes under center with the bone behind him. And he wants to throw. Looking over to the near side, and this one is almost intercepted, intended for Workman on a little slant pattern.
Good coverage out there by, looked like Sims, and also coming over from the safety spot, Dede Westbrook.
And it's third down and 11 for the Hearn Eagles. Opening drive of this game tonight. As the Yeomen win the toss and defer, Workman comes to the near side once again. Again, the bone is behind the freshman quarterback, Castilleja. Cody Rosprom is the big workhorse. And there's a fumble on the snap. And the Yeo defense have swarmed in the backfield for a loss of 4 yards. After the Eagles were able to recover that mishandled snap, it looked like. And it's going to be fourth down. Give him a loss of 2 yards, and now it's fourth and 13. Trey Anderson back to receive the punt as the Yeo defense stifles the Hearn offense in this opening drive. Three and out with a net loss of 3 yards. There is just no way I can see these numbers. Here's the snap. A big rush. But he gets it off. End over end. Anderson will field it, bobble it, catch it at the 45. Upended at the 47-yard line. Great downfield coverage by Workman along with Lorenzo Castilleja for the Eagles.
Joe, there's a lot of confusion on this Hearn Eagles sideline. I was watching them before the game, and their deep snapper was a game-time decision. They were going through the three of them and three different guys, and the coach told them, whichever one of y'all does this next one best is going to be the one that plays tonight.
The Yo offense come from the sideline straight to the line of scrimmage, and they will send Wren and Haynes to the near side. And that is Brashear wide to the far side as Jack Rhodes guiding the Yo offense. Will take the snap. He'll hand off to Kelly. He's hit at the line. He will be dropped for a 2-yard, 3-yard loss.
Now, Lee Sterley, there's not going to be a lot of room to run in the middle there between the tackles. As we've talked in the pregame show about that six-man front for the Hearn Eagle defense. And right there, stuffing it up in the middle is that right defensive tackle.
Again, it's Haynes and Wren to the near side. Twins to the far side. On a second and 13. Quick pass right side. Hits the fingertips of Haynes. He can't hold on to it up around midfield.
He was wide open.
And that sets up a big third down and 13. Maybe closer to 14. The Yeomen need the Eagle 43 for a first down. The ball is at the Yo 43. Again, the Yeomen spreading it out. As Rhodes will take two steps back, looking down the far sideline, he's got Brashear at midfield, dives inside Eagle territory to the 48, but it's going to be fourth down and about five, maybe four for the Yeomen. I think one of my problems is I need a hat.
You want to use mine?
Those lights are so low. I don't think that's the problem, really.
No, I don't think it is either.
These numbers are brutal.
Will it help if we do this?
No, I'm talking about the field lights, actually. Haynes to the near side. As Rhodes will punt it away. Just a quick punch kick down to the 15-yard line and up to the 20-yard line. And that's where the Eagles will have their second possession. So on both opening possessions, the offenses go backwards.
Well, you know, with the exception of the La Vega game, guys, the Yo offense has sputtered a little bit in the early going, which is scary considering how many yards they have amassed and how many points they've scored each week.
They were three and out the first two possessions last week against Navasota before they actually got found that forward gear. Castilleja under center with the bone and Workman going wide to the far side of the field. And the handoff is to the tailback. And he turns toward the Yo sideline and picks up about 7 yards. Kelvin Alford, the ball carrier then. As the Eagles face a second down and three. And this time to the big fullback right up the middle. And he's dragging Yeoman across the 35 up to the 40-yard line.
Cody Rosprim. Big senior fullback and nose tackle. He is a load to bring down once he gets a full head of steam. And Yeoman got a dose of him right there as he gets out to near the 40-yard line.
First and 10 for the Eagles as they find the positive side in this drive. Workman goes wide to the far side of the field next to the Yo bench. And the bone backfield again. And now we have
a timeout.
The Hearn Eagles a little bit confused there. Going to call a timeout to regroup. We'll take a break with them. No score early in the game. We're back to Hearn in a moment.
I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development in Cameron. Okay, so one of those bargain home improvement workers hurt himself on the job. Who pays? You do. Because low prices don't include insurance for problems like that. So you think you got a bargain? Wrong answer. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. Call us first. We're EBCO Development. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Welcome back to Woodfield in Hearn, Texas, where the Cameron Yeoman and the Hearn Eagles open up District 12, 2A, Division 1. And we are early in this one with no score. Each team with their opening possession found negative yardage and a punt. This time the Hearn Eagles, in a drive that started at their 20, have found their own 40-yard line, first and 10. Again from the bone goes the offense, but Rostrum is not the fullback. And it's a toss to the right side. Cutting back upfield is one of the tailbacks. And that is about a 3-yard gain.
I think that was Workman Joe on the carry that time.
Cheyenne Black just got buried in the backfield.
Well, there was a little. Was well after the play,
yeah.
as one of the Eagle, I think that was Sexton Curry, took him to the ground right in front of the head referee, and there was no whistle.
Rossburn back in now at fullback for the Eagles on a second down and 7. Castilleja under center, and this time a busted play, and he rolls to his right, sets it up, and throws it away. He was looking one way, and everybody else went the other.
That was a pretty heady play for a freshman to know to throw that football away.
He almost didn't get it across the line. It was real close. I think Coach Rhodes wanted that call.
Well, Black was, yeah, it definitely made it across the line, but Black was closing in on him, along with Gyro Campa. And it's third down and 7 now for the Eagles. Again, the bone with Workman coming to the near side, and Castilleja dropping straight back, looking for Workman across the middle. Well overthrown of everybody, including the three defenders out here, Trevion Sims, D.D. Westbrook.
It's a good thing he threw it away or it had been intercepted.
Beck Husen also out here defending. And yep. It is fourth down and 7.
Big flag thrown in the middle of that play. As it was going on, right about the 39-yard line, that's going to be a hold against the Eagles, and a Hearn player
that's
slow to get up.
Daniel Crumley.
Yep, number 72.
He is being attended to as both teams take a knee. And it is a muggy night ahead of the cold front that's just getting here about 2 days late.
Teasing us, yeah.
But
well, at least that flag is moving some. During the national anthem, it was hanging limp.
And those are light south breezes here that will be shifting to the north over the weekend.
Well, looking at the color weather radar, the storm seems to be dying down around Bryan, but we're getting that wind and that cool air right now on the field, so it's actually pretty nice out here tonight.
Was that Enos Rangel that checked in for Campa? In the defensive line?
6'8".
On a fourth down and 7, as we have an injury timeout here. They're still working on the field with Daniel Crumley. So while they do that, let's take a break. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Show your pride with the Yo Shop in Cameron. Here at the ranch, the Yo Shop printed our new t-shirts and they can print yours too. But they offer much more than just shirts. Seriously, they've got a big selection of great gift ideas like wallets, sunglasses for kids and adults, and new jewelry too. Plus, for Yeoman football fans, they'll create custom signs for just about anything you can imagine. Visit the Yo Shop and see for yourself. The Yo Shop, right across from Harlan Supermarket on North Travis in Cameron.
Not all mechanics are alike, especially when it comes to service and price. So the next time your vehicle needs a doctor, take it to C&W Auto in Cameron. You'll be back on the road in no time. Good, honest, dependable work at reasonable rates. That's C&W Auto. 1506 North Travis in Cameron. For pickup service, call 697-4293.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
The air conditioning's broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call David Cox at Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning. 254-697-4252. Your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Well, we are back at Woodfield and Hearn. We still are in an injury timeout as trainers are working with Mr. Daniel Crumley, one of the offensive linemen for the Hearn Eagles. And tonight we have on the sidelines for the entire game, Mama Rose taking those web pictures for us.
All night?
All night long. Say hi, Rose. I don't guess...
She's completely not listening to us.
She's in a zone, isn't she?
She's over here with Chris. They're having a powwow about the TCU-SMU game.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a powwow, right?
Crumley being helped off the field. The Yeoman will decline that holding penalty, and that'll bring up a punt.
And Crumley actually getting off under his own power, but with a heavy limp on his right leg. Sure hope that young man's okay as we get back ready to play. It is Damian Kelly and Trey Anderson to receive the punt. They stand at about the 27-yard line. The snap's low. The punter gets it off, and it's a nose-over-line drive. It's going to hit inside the 15, take a yeoman bounce back outside the 15, and they'll actually get down there and kill it dead at the 15-yard line. So the yeoman are 85 yards away, sputtering on their opening drive of the game. Try to find that offensive spark here.
Well, it's just stats. When you put them back that far, that means they got 85 yards of stats to gather up now.
Yeoman were three and out with a minus four, I think, in their opening drive, and they'll come to the line of scrimmage with Wren and Haynes to the near side, Westbrook and Brashear to the far side. Ball is dead between the hash marks at the 15-yard line, first and 10 for the Yeoman. Rhodes takes the snap, two steps back, looking downfield, near side, throws it, and this one's picked off. It's intercepted at the 43, back up to the 30, the 25, the 20, and driven out of bounds at the 21-yard line. The Hearn Eagles, there is a flag after the reception, another flag on the far side of the field, so we'll iron all of this out.
Well, the one on the home side is going to be a block in the back on Thomas Wren on the return. Somebody drilled him in the back, and I don't know what the one is on the visitor side of the field. I didn't see that one.
Well, it might have been so flagrant.
Yeah,
it might have been so flagrant that he saw it from way over there.
It was flagrant. I mean, he just drilled him in the back.
That's only the third pick of the season, I think, for Jack Rhodes.
Number two, actually.
Just number two.
Yeah. Threw a pick in the third quarter against La Vega, and could have had a couple of picked off in the Rockdale game, but that's just number two on the season.
Well, the ball is spotted out at the 41-yard line after the penalty is marked off. It was a post-possession foul, so the Eagles will maintain possession on that interception. And they'll set up shop in Yo territory. Jack actually threw that ball into double coverage on Quinn Haynes. Twin receivers to both sides as the Eagles will go from the gun. Castilleja will hand off to the big fullback. He's hit by Big Edgar Luna, and then the cavalry arrives for no gain, maybe a loss of a yard.
Loss of a yard.
Yeah, not sure Edgar needed any help from the cavalry that time. It's a nice hit on the big man, Rosprim.
Gyro Campa in there, and
well, Big 72 was for Hearn was guarding Edgar Luna, and when Edgar fell on him just before he got hurt, Edgar fell on him, jumped right back up, and knew something was wrong with him. And he's still sitting on the sidelines right now being administered to.
Workman goes wide to the far side, coming to the near side this time. Didn't get his number. I formation, handoff to the tailback this time, up the middle, and Campa along with Luna there again for no gain.
Well, Gyro a little banged up this week, didn't practice a whole lot, but Coach Rhodes felt like he'd be able to go.
And he's slow getting up.
Now, if he does go down and the Yeomen have to go to plan B defensively, they'll shift Luna over to his spot, and they'll bring Ray Rangel in to play the nose. This could be an interesting development in itself.
This time, Workman goes to the far side along with Kevin Alford. And actually, one more. That is Jamarcus Johnson dropping straight back. Quick pass, right left side, hit as the receiver gets the ball, and Trey Anderson jars it loose, and it's fourth down.
Perfect timing on that hit by Trey. That was not going to be enough for a first down anyway, but the hit from behind by Trey Anderson jars that ball loose. That's a heck of a play by Trey.
Intended for Jamarcus Johnson. And now the Eagles, after that great interception, have their punting unit on from the Yo 41-yard line. Another flag goes down before the snap.
Illegal substitution.
Yeah.
And that'll back the Eagles up 5 yards.
And they could have gotten called on that on their first punt also. They've replaced their center on their deep snapper. They moved the other deep snapper over to guard. And the guy, I guess, that was the guard keeps coming in and trying to line up with him and realizes, oh, I'm not supposed to be out here tonight.
Kelly and Anderson back to receive the punt. The snap, the quick punt, is an end-over-end line drive that hits at the 20. And it's going to be picked up by Anderson. He misses or makes one miss, goes to the far side, and is dropped immediately at about the 17-yard line. A risky pickup on that roll as coverage was already around the ball, but Trey picks it up and gets about 7 on the return. So the Yo offense still looking for that spark for 3 and out in their opening possession, and in their next possession, a one-play interception. They'll come to the line of scrimmage, much as they always have tonight, with Haynes and Wren to the near side, Westbrook and Brashear to the far side. Yeoman moving right to left here in the first quarter of play. Eagles showing blitz. And the handoff is to Kelly up the middle. Breaks the tackle. Comes to the near side. Got room. 25. Stiff arms around to the outside to 30. And up and out of bounds. And a flagrant out of bounds hit. The flags come flying at the 40-yard line as Damian Kelly was just hammered 2 or 3 yards out of bounds by Brandon Bird. And flags are flying.
Yeah, there's somebody over in Iola right now that called me and saw that one.
Well, that's a Mullaire's Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman first down before the penalty yardage. A dead ball foul will move the ball inside Eagle territory for the Yeoman to the 46-yard line.
Well, I've been thinking, as hard as they're coming, if he ever breaks the line of scrimmage, he's going to make big yards.
3.5 minutes remaining here in the first quarter of play. The Yeoman finally getting that offensive spark going now. They'll send trip receivers to the far side as Thomas Wren is alone to the near side. Ball is on the near hash mark. Rhodes will take the snap. Quick pass to Wren. He's got it at the 40, the 36-yard line, and dropped after about a 10-yard gain. It will be very close to a first down. Quick pass play to the short side of the field for the Yeoman. And about 4 yards after the catch will
it looked like the ref is, yeah. There they go now.
Yeah, there they go.
It is enough for a first down. Another Mullaire's Discount Center, Cameron Yeoman first down there. See the chain crew a little hesitant on the other side.
Westbrook, Haynes, and Brashear wide to the far side. Again, ran to the near side. First and 10 for the Yeoman at the Eagle 36. Option play left side, and Kelly's got it down the sideline. Inside the 25, and out of bounds. They'll mark him out right on top of the 25-yard line, 11 yards, and another Mullaire's Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman, first down.
Field position makes a lot of difference when you're calling plays.
First and 10 at the 25-yard line for the Yeoman. Again, Westbrook, Haynes, and Brashear far side. Thomas Wren alone near side. Rhodes has Kelly Flank to his left in the backfield. High snap over the head of Rhodes. He is going to run for it and fall on it all the way back at the 49-yard line.
Well, number 44, as Coach Rhodes said, is creating some problems. They were pointing to see where he was, and the center got so caught up in where number 44 was, snapped it clear over Jack's head.
Well, that's very unusual. I tell you what, Costran is a Mr. Consistency at that snapping position.
Well, that's minus 20 yards.
And the Yeoman are facing second down and 30. Actually,
did anybody bring cab fare?
Minus 23 yards. It's second down and 33 for the Yeoman. Trips to the far side. Rhodes bobbles the snap. Quick pass to D.D. Westbrook coming across the middle. He is hit and dropped at the 40-yard line. They'll mark him at the 41-yard line. That is a gain of about 8 yards. And it sets up a third down for the Yeoman. Certainly want to get that ball into the hands of somebody like Westbrook and just let him do his thing. Westbrook, Haynes, and Brashear wide to the far side of the field as the Yeoman still need a mile. It's third down at the 40-yard line. They need the 15. Rhodes dropping straight back, looking deep, flushed out of the pocket, and he is going to dump it at the feet of Damian Kelly.
Hearn is asking for a grounding penalty, and they probably had an argument right there, but it's going to bring up fourth down anyway.
Well, it almost hit Damian Kelly in the feet.
Yeah. Not with number three standing there. It's not going to be a grounding.
Yeah. But it is fourth down, and the Yeoman, after a spark, will have to punt it away.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. It's a long way to pick up a first. And I can't read who's back there to receive the punt. But here it is. It's a line drive. It's going to hit at the 7 and take a 2-yard bounce the other way and killed by Thomas Wren at the 9-yard line. Anytime a punter can put that ball inside the 10-yard line, he's done a fantastic job.
Absolutely.
.118 left here in the first quarter. No score between these two teams. The Cameron Yeoman again dressed out in their traditional road uniforms of white on gray with maroon lettering and white hats. The Eagles black on black with maroon lettering and maroon hats.
Wishbone again.
Low wishbone, and the handoff is to the tailback. He's hit in the backfield, breaks a tackle, goes to the outside, and finds some room. Bethusen finally catches up with him out at the 22-yard line.
That's where they've made most of the yards tonight. They cannot make it at the point of attack. It's the backside. He bounces back, and if someone's not sitting there, he can outrun them.
13 yards on the carry, and a first down for the Eagles. As the clock is winding down here in the first quarter of play, Workman comes to the near side. A three-backer behind Castilleja, the freshman quarterback, and the handoff is to the tailback again. This time, Campa hits him. Fumble in the backfield. A scramble for the ball. And looks like Hearn might have recovered all the way back at the 12-yard line. Deontay Holt, I think, with the initial hit that may have caused that fumble. And it was bouncing free in the backfield. But an Eagle fell on it at the 13-yard line where it's going to be second down and about 20. could be the final play of the half as we are under 15 seconds to the quarter. I'm sorry, as we're under 15 seconds to play. Workman comes to the near side, the wide side of the field, as the Eagles are pinned back at their 13 on a second and 20. Castilleja looking for Workman out here in the near side. Workman, it's incomplete. Good coverage out here by Trevion Sims, as Workman had to reach out to try to make that catch, and Sims was right there to make the contact.
Yeah, the game clock is really killing the officials down here. They've run the clock after they made a first down. Now it's sitting at 15:46.
Now they're having to reset the clock, or is that the quarter? I think that might be declared the end of the quarter. Not sure.
That's twice they've had it where they have had to tell them. I think they're going to have a talk with them up there because they keep screwing it up.
That is the end of the first quarter of play. No score. When we come back, the Eagles face third and 20 from inside their own 15-yard line. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron has the tools you need to keep up around the house. During September, you save on them. Here's a 14-tine bow rake for just $8.99, or a long-handle round-point shovel, also just $8.99. Tools that help you get things done. And, of course, at Anderle Lumber Company, you get friendly, helpful advice no matter what the project. Visit Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street in Cameron.
Capolino Dodd & Krebs, LLP, focuses on cases involving complex personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury or death resulting from car or truck wrecks. Capolino Dodd & Krebs prizes client service, resourcefulness, knowledge of law, and attention to detail. If you or a loved one has been injured, call Capolino Dodd & Krebs in Cameron toll-free, 888-637-6347, for professional insight and a no-obligation consultation.
Welcome back to Woodfield and Hearn as we go to the second quarter. No score, and the Hearn Eagles facing a big hole. It'll be third and long.
About 20, I think.
From the Hearn 14 as we go to the second quarter. And our second quarter tonight is brought to you by Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery. So a big third down here for Hearn as they go out of the shotgun. Castilleja, the quarterback, drops back, pressured. He throws over the middle, and that ball is almost intercepted by Dede Westbrook out there in coverage. And good pressure put on a blitz back there as Jared Beckhusen coming in on the blitz play there. Castilleja able to get the ball away, but it's incomplete and will set up a fourth and long as the Eagles will have to punt it away. Back deep to receive the kick is Trey Anderson, standing at the Hearn 45-yard line. As the Eagles will punt it away from about the 5, it's a high wobbler that will hit at the 43 and bounce sideways and out of bounds. And that's where the Yeoman will take over at about the Hearn 43-yard line.
Boy, good crowd on hand from Cameron tonight. We've filled the stands over there, and they've even brought in some extra stands anticipating a large crowd, and those are full.
Go ahead, Coach.
I was going to say, the Cameron Yeoman, that's the second time. It's a snap from center. It's only 10 yards deep, and it's hit the ground, and they almost got to that one.
So Rhodes will set up the offense here as Brashear and Haynes will go right. Wren and Westbrook go to the left. Kelly is in the backfield with Rhodes. From the Hearn 43-yard line, here's a handoff to Kelly. Bounces to the right, down to the 40, 35, down to the sideline, across the 20, the 10, and inside the 5, where he is banged down, but there is a flag thrown back at the Hearn 38-yard line, and this is going to be a hold, and it's going to come back against the Yeoman.
One of the wide receivers got caught holding that time.
Hey, Coach, he got caught holding right in front of the white hat.
Not a wise place to commit a foul.
Not really.
Took place at the 38-yard line.
So they're going to mark it from there, 10 yards back to the 48-yard line.
So a net loss on that play of about 5 yards. It'll be second and first and 15.
That's the first penalty for Cameron here in this ball game so far. Three for Hearn for 35 yards.
Now, Yeoman had a good drive moving on their last possession until a snap over the head of Jack Rhodes, and it kind of stalled out at around midfield. They have it at the Hearn 48-yard line. Twin receivers to both sides. Rhodes takes a low snap, throws left side. Westbrook's got it at about the original line of scrimmage, and he'll bang his way down to the 40, 41 only. And that's going to set up a second down from there as the Yeoman got the penalty yardage back plus a little bit. And they'll spot this at the Eagle 41-yard line. Early second quarter, no score from Woodfield and Hearn. This time Rhodes will send Haynes alone to the right side, and he's got two men wide left. That is Westbrook and Wren. Ball is on the left hash mark as Rhodes takes the snap. Quick handoff, Kelly through a hole off left tackle and gets down to about the 36 for a 5-yard pickup for Damian Kelly.
Well, that sets up a third down and a very manageable three for the Yeoman after after that penalty.
This time Haynes and Brashear go to the right side. Westbrook in the slot left, Wren to the outside. Now he'll send Kelly out to the right side in the slot. Rhodes alone on a third and three, takes the snap, drops back, quick pass left side. That's a first down, a Malares Discount Center first down to Westbrook, and now a late flag thrown at the end of this play.
Hit him out of bounds.
Didi slipped out of bounds, and then some contact after that, and probably going to be a 15-yarder again at the end of a play. Then we got a big one of those back in the first quarter on a Damian Kelly 25-yard run. They tacked on 15 yards, and they'll attack on another 15 here at the end of this play. And the Yeoman will be in the EBCO development red zone tonight for the first time. Ball spotted at about the 17-yard line. Again, twins to both sides, and Kelly lines up in the slot right. Rhodes. Oh. Another errant snap that gets away. Jack comes back and picks it up. Now he's going to throw. And he's going to throw it out of bounds, as the Yeoman will not lose the yardage they did the first time, but now there's a flag. A flag down at about the 37-yard line.
Did it make it past the line of scrimmage is what they're checking. And I think they'll wave this flag.
Yeah, it looks like they will.
Yeah, it made it out. It made it way across the line of scrimmage by a good 3 or 4 yards. The official on this side, you know, he was saying it's plenty. It went plenty distance.
So Rhodes with a pretty heady play right there, as he doesn't just fall on it. He scoops it up and then rolls out and throws the ball away to save that yardage. So it'll be second and 10 from the Hearn 13-yard line, or 17, pardon me. Ball between the hash marks, twin receivers to both sides. Rhodes out of the gun, hands it off to Kelly. Bounces to the left, inside the 15, fighting for yardage down at around the 10. They got to the 11. And they'll be short of the first down on that carry by Damian Kelly. It will set up another third and about three. I'll check that. They spot the ball right on the 10-yard line. So a big third down here for the Yeoman. No score. We're in the second quarter. Westbrook and Brashear go right this time. Haynes and Wren will go to the left. Kelly in the backfield. Jack takes the snap, looks over the middle. Caught. Touchdown.
Wren.
Thomas Wren. Just a quick slant. And the Yeoman are in the end zone and break the tie. It's 6-0 with the Minamoto Carquest extra point to come. 10-yard touchdown pass, Jack Rhodes to Thomas Wren. That's Jack's 13th touchdown pass of the season. That's number 4, I think, on the season for Thomas Wren. As the Minamoto Carquest extra point is to come here, Martin Rodriguez on to kick it. Zach Brashear will do the holding. The snap is down. The kick is up, and it is good. Right through the uprights. The Minamoto Carquest extra point is good. And the Cameron Yeoman will take a 7-0 lead with 9:16 to go in the first quarter. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
No one plans on getting into an accident. That's why they're called accidents. They just happen. Now that it happened, what do? Go see Don at Don's Paint and Body in Cameron. Don has more than 20 years of experience, so he'll get you back on the road fast. Don's Paint and Body also specializes in windshield repair and replacement. See Don. He takes the dents out of accidents. Right across from Brookshire Brothers, Highway 36 in Cameron. Call 697-2011.
The name says it all. CMMC Full Service Home Repair in Cameron. Home repairs, painting, siding, deck work, and even flooring. From new installations to repair, refinishing and tile work, Clay and Maureen at CMMC Full Service Home Repair covers you. Call 832-647-7207. Full Service Home Repair at fair, affordable prices. And there's no job that's too big or too small. CMMC Full Service Home Repair. 832-647-7207.
7-0, our new score. The Cameron Yeoman lead with just over 9 minutes to play in the first half. Let's take a look quickly at that Don's Paint Body scoring drive.
Well, Rob, that drive actually started at the Hearn 43-yard line, but it went a total of 48 yards after a penalty was marked off back to the 48. It took them seven plays to go the distance of 43 yards. The Thomas Wren touchdown catch capped it off. 7-0 Yeoman.
Here's the Rodriguez kick. It's a good one that will send the Eagles back to the 10-yard line. Coming near side across the 15-20, breaks a tackle, and is out to about the 26 on the return there by, I believe that is Jamarcus Johnson.
Yeah, have fun
on the
with
return.
That.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking. See if I can pick out these numbers. As the Eagles will start at their own 27-yard line.
Looks like they're coming out in the wishbone again.
Yeah, the big fullback, Rosprim, is back out there in the lineup with the freshman quarterback, Kyle Castilleja. And they'll come out it's an I formation.
Right.
And Sexton Curry, the tailback, as they send one man wide to the right side. And here is a handoff to Curry coming and hit at the 25. Might have lost a couple of yards right there on that carry as Cheyenne Black is in on the tackle for the Yeoman.
They only have 10 men on the field. I'm not going to tell them that.
I noticed.
Yeah, they only have 10 men on the field.
I noticed that. There was not enough on that last play. I tell you, Enos Rangel is in there along with Cheyenne Black making that stop, and Edgar Luna also in there. The Yo defense between the tackles tonight are just doing a fantastic job.
Only when he bounces to the outside, going back away from the play, have they had success.
Second and 10 from the 25. Out of the I formation, toss to the right. This is Curry again being chased toward the sideline, and no gain over there as bodies go crashing to the ground out of bounds. And no flag. This will be third and 10 for the Eagles. So they toss one to the left side, and Curry is bottled up, and the Yeoman string it out and contain that run this time. He does pick up about 4 yards out across the 30 to the 31-yard line. So big third down here, 8:15 to go in the second quarter. Yeoman lead it 7-0, our second quarter tonight. Brought to you by Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery on the downtown square in Cameron. And again, it's an I formation in the backfield behind the freshman quarterback, Castilleja. He'll drop back and look to pass, and he's going to be sacked. He just throws the ball away, and they're going to say he was down before he tossed the ball backwards as he was getting a bull rushed by the O defense.
Well, there's a flag down too, Rob, and it was because the Eagles were not set when the ball was snapped. But Deontay Holt was looking at 6 points there.
Yes, he was. Castilleja was just mauled by the O defense. Almost
as
like
Cheyenne Black got in there real quick and busted him pretty good.
All right, so they'll sort this out and spot the ball at the 21. Yeoman will decline the penalty. fought this ball back at the 21-yard line. So the Yeoman should come out of this pretty good field position, as Yeoman have two returners back deep to receive. That looks like Kelly and Westbrook. And the snap is back. The punt is away. Luna almost got it. It's going to be Westbrook who drops it, now picks it up, and he's going to run left. Gets to midfield, into Hearn territory, down to the 45. Another flag comes out. Back and around the Cameron 48-yard line.
Behind the ball carrier, of all things.
And this one, yeah, will go against the Yeoman. Our second quarter tonight, by the way, is brought to you by Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery Friendly. Next day service and in-person embroidering, including T-shirts and hats. Cameron Cleaners on the square downtown Cameron. You can call them at 697-8393.
Block in the back.
And that moves the ball all the way back to the 38-yard line of the Yeoman. That's where they'll start this drive.
So Rhodes will send Brashear and Haynes wide right. Wren and Westbrook will go wide to the left side from the Cameron 38-yard line. Out of the shotgun. Now Rhodes will send Kelly to his left. Ball on the left hash mark. Here's a quick give to Damian. Cuts right and out across the 40 to the 43-yard line for about a 5-yard pickup for Damian Kelly.
Love those pancake blocks.
Yes, he did. Laid one out on the right side there, and Kelly able to get 5 yards on the pickup. Second and five. This time Jesse Westbrook checks in. He'll go to the right side along with Brashear. Thomas Wren will go wide left. Now Haynes back in from the sideline will be in the slot left. From the 43-yard line, direct snap, Kelly takes it out across the 45, up to about the 47, and he'll be a little bit short of first down yardage there. Need about a yard here. It'll be third and one from the 43-yard line. This time Rhodes sends three receivers to the left, ball between the hash marks. Brashear goes wide right. And Rhodes drops back, a whistle before the play.
It's 12 men on the field on the defense.
They blow this dead. And the Eagles having a hard time with personnel. That's going to be, after the penalty, it'll be another Malares Discount Center Cameron Yeoman first down, as they'll spot this across the 50 and into Hearn territory at the 48.
Coach, I've always wondered, if you're on defense, you got a place to play, right?
Don't get me started.
Where is that 12th man out there think he's supposed to be?
I have no idea.
Yeoman pick up a first down, move it into Hearn territory at the 48-yard line. Jesse Westbrook and Zach Brashear go wide right. Dede Westbrook and Thomas Wren go wide left. Out of the gun, Rhodes will take the snap, drop back to pass. Now he's looking. He's going to run and throw on the run. He's got Wren at a first down yardage. Down inside the 40, inside the 35 to the 33. That'll be another Malares Discount Center Cameron Yeoman first down.
That's 15 yards on the reception and run by actually 16 to the 32.
So another big first down on this drive. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Cameron leading Hearn here 7-0. Brashear comes wide right. They'll send twins to the left side. And now Dede Westbrook will go slot right. Ball just inside the left hash mark as Rhodes looks to the sideline to get the play. First and 10. From the 33-yard line, Rhodes quick screen pass out to Westbrook. Slips one tackle but can't get past another man. and he's going to be dropped back around the 35-yard line.
That's just pretty impressive defense by the Eagles right there.
Yeah, but he's doing a little talking right after that, too, and it's going to cost him in a minute.
Da'Tarius Franklin out there on that coverage.
And he limps to the sideline. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Coach, I'll assure you there's a whole lot more than a little talking going on down here right now.
Clock running near the 5-minute mark of the first half. Yeoman on the move. They've got it at the Hearn 34-yard line. Twin receivers to both sides. Rhodes with Kelly in the backfield. Jack will hand it off. This is Kelly through the middle, and not much there. He gets down to the 31.
Well, you know something's wrong, Rob, when you look around and there's three white jerseys looking at the man who's making the tackle.
So Kelly on that carry is going to end up with about a yard, and it's going to set up a third down, an official timeout here. Is that an official timeout?
I believe somebody's got cramps.
As they will stop play for a moment. I think that's Daniel Scott, the Eagle player there. Well, check that. That was a different one. Got another man about the 30-yard line cramping up. And that is going to be DeMarcus Johnson, I think. No, Jamal Thomas.
Well, Rob, some of these players have gone both ways most of the first half, and you normally see these cramps on a two-platoon team in the late third and fourth quarters, but Hearn utilizing, you know, their best athletes on both sides of the ball, that's going to bring on the cramps a little early.
So it will be third down and about nine. The Yeoman have it at the Hearn 31-yard line. This time Rhodes sends three men to the left side, one man, that's Brashear, to the right. Kelly's in the backfield with Jack. He'll take the snap. It's another high one. Looking back, over the middle's got Westbrook at the 20. Breaks a tackle on his feet to the 15. And finally is going to be brought down at about the 12-yard line. That's another Mallaire's Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman first down as they'll move the chains down inside the EPCO Development red zone. And the Yeoman have a fresh set of downs here.
Tell you what, the Cameron Center is having trouble with that number 44. He's causing havoc because that's the third time the snap's been very high, 20.
Cody Rosprim, that big nose tackle, affecting that tonight. 3:56 to play in the first half. Yeoman lead it 7-0. Have the ball at the 11 of the Eagles. Out of the shotgun, here's Rhodes on an option. Pitches. Kelly to the right side. Cuts inside at the 10. And he's not going to get much farther than that. Maybe a yard on the carry there as the Yeoman will set up a second down. Pretty good move there by Damian Kelly to get back to the inside, but he was bottled up right at the 10-yard line. It'll be a second and about eight. Yeoman could get a first down without a touchdown. As this time Rhodes sends Westbrook and Wren left, Jesse Westbrook and Brashear go wide right. Out of the shotgun, it's a quick pass to the right side and incomplete. And it will be third down here.
We had a mix-up on signals there because Rhodes came out going straight to Westbrook. Westbrook ran his pattern but was not looking for the ball at all.
Drive started back at the Cameron 38-yard line. Clock at 3:06 to play in the second quarter. Yeoman lead it 7-0. And again, Jesse Westbrook, Zach Brashear go wide right. Dede Westbrook and Thomas Wren to the left side. Kelly in the backfield with Rhodes. Snap is gathered in by Jack. He's looking over the middle. Throws to the end zone. And is he in? He is. Touchdown, Zach Brashear. In the back of the end zone to give the Yeoman a 13-0 lead with 3 minutes to play in the first half.
Yeah, Zach just camped out back there on the back of the end zone and nobody around him. Rhodes laid it in there.
Well, you give Jack that much time, he's going to find a receiver.
So Martin Rodriguez is on for the Minamoto Carquest extra point. So Rhodes with a touchdown pass to Wren earlier in the quarter and now finds Zach Brashear for a score with 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Lanamano Carquest extra point on the way. The snap is down. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Cameron Yeoman will take a 14-0 lead here with 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch. I'm just a bougie
red wing Hanukkah. Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith for my friends at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, your heavy-duty truck headquarters in Central Texas.
Hi, Gary Lind here. Come see us at the all-new heavy-duty Dodge truck headquarters for all of Central Texas at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron. Experience the thrill of a new Dodge truck and Cameron Yeoman football.
Take it from me, you'll get a better deal if you make the short drive to Cameron to Stanley Lind Autoplex.
Attention shoppers, the Bling Box in Cameron is now open. Stop by the Bling Box today at 707 West 4th Street in front of the Germania office. The Bling Box has fashion and custom jewelry, yellow box shoes, candles, Yeoman t-shirts, pendants, and home decor. Affordable prices and free gift wrapping too. Come by and visit the Bling Box Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Don't let the size fool you. The Bling Box is packed full of great gifts and home decor. Stop by and see for yourself today at the Bling Box.
Yeoman take a 14-0 lead here with a touchdown pass. 3 minutes to play. Let's take a look at the Dons paint and body scoring drive.
All right, quickly, Rob. That drive started on the 38-yard line. It went 62 yards in 9 plays, a 16-yard Wren catch, and a 20-yard Westbrook catch and run. Set up the 11-yard touchdown catch from Rhodes to Zach Brashear. Our extra point was good, and our new score, 14-0, the Yeoman.
Here's Rodriguez to boot it away. It's a high end-over-end kick that will be caught at the 20-yard line and slipping up the field, up that right sideline, and to about the 30 is where the Eagles will set up shop here late second quarter.
I like that kickoff against teams like Navasota and Hearn, where you kick it down about 30 yards but on one side and eliminate them from running that haul at green field.
So they will start at the Hearn 31-yard line. Eagles with a football on the far hash mark. As the freshman quarterback, Kyle Castillejoc, will set up shop with the Eagles. And again, it looks like they'll bring the three-back set behind him. A little wishbone look as Castilleja will take it and roll out, coming near side, looking for a man. That ball is intercepted by Sims at the 30, down to the 20, the 10, and he's going to be banged out of bounds down inside the Hearn 10-yard line. Trevion Sims with a big Yeoman interception.
He read that all the way. You could see him coming up, and he timed it just right, took it right in front of the receiver.
Yeah, you could see Sims. He had his sights on that one. He was just kind of sitting back waiting. And when Castilleja pulled the trigger, he was there.
But it was only a matter of time. Both him and D.D. Westbrook have been sitting on either side kind of waiting for that to come to him.
So the Yeoman will set up shop first and goal with the ball spotted at about the 7-yard line after the Sims interception.
Boy, this could give them some good breathing room right here if they can get 6 or 7 out of this.
2:41 to go, second quarter. Yeoman lead it 14-0. Haynes and Brashear go wide right. Westbrook and Wren will go to the left side. Out of the shotgun, Jack's going to take the snap, hand it off. This is Kelly through a hole down to about the 1 or the 2.
Umpire threw a flag.
Yeah,
gonna
he
be
did.
Holding.
And it is.
That's the third penalty for the Cameron Yeoman in the first half for 30 yards.
Well, this is going to move them back. Clock down to about 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Yeoman lead it 14-0. And after the penalty, they're going to spot this ball back out at around the Hearn 17-yard line. Rhodes will send Haynes and Brashear right. Westbrook and Wren to the left side. Rhodes out of the gun. Kelly to his left. Takes the snap. Looking right. He's got Brashear on a slant wide open. And it looked like that ball. Did it get tipped?
Yes, it did.
Number 11. Sexton Curry.
Yeah, Sexton Curry, the linebacker on the inside, got just enough of that. That was 6 points for sure.
Well, he was reading his eyes all the way. Jack took the snap and went straight to him. And Curry was breaking on the ball.
2:28 to go. Yeoman down inside the EBCO Development Red Zone for the third time tonight, thanks to a Trevion Sims interception. Have it out of the gun. Here's a quick screen pass to Kelly. Damian dances, now cuts back inside, back at around the 20-yard line, and he will go down there.
Well, Thomas Wren just got a pancake block on one of those defenders.
Yeah, but that's a lot of speed for Hearn, and they got out there and covered it up.
Another injury on the field for the Eagles, and another injury timeout. Big third down coming up for the Yeoman.
It is. Let's take a timeout with them. 2:16 to play in the second quarter. It's Cameron 14, Hearn nothing.
Show your pride with the Yo Shop in Cameron. Here at the ranch, the Yo Shop printed our new t-shirts and they can print yours too. But they offer much more than just shirts. Seriously, they've got a big selection of great gift ideas like wallets, sunglasses for kids and adults, and new jewelry too. Plus, for Yeoman football fans, they'll create custom signs for just about anything you can imagine. Visit the Yo Shop and see for yourself. The Yo Shop, right across from Harlan Supermarket on North Travis in Cameron.
Not all mechanics are alike, especially when it comes to service and price. So the next time your vehicle needs a doctor, take it to C&W Auto in Cameron. You'll be back on the road in no time. Good, honest, dependable work at reasonable rates. That's C&W Auto, 1506 North Travis in Cameron. For pickup service, call 697-4293.
After the injury timeout, we'll go back to play with 2:16. The injured Eagle, Tremon Umber, a sophomore, is making his way off the field under his own power.
And Rob, who replaced him, was the previously injured Eagle, Daniel Crumley.
So the Yeoman set up a third down. Ball is spotted at about the Eagle 18-yard line. It's third and goal as Rhodes gets the call from the sideline. Twins to both sides of the field. Jack drops back, looking to the right side. He's going to throw into the end zone, and a flag is going to be thrown in the secondary.
Well, what happened there, Rob, was that Westbrook was actually held up when the ball was already in flight. And I think that's going to be an automatic first down for the Yeoman.
Yes, sir, it is. And I hate to say this, but you know who called that play? I just looked out here, and they had twins set. Brashear here and Westbrook.
No, it's against the Yeoman.
Against the Yeoman.
Wow.
And Westbrook was on the inside, and there's a lot of green grass out here for him to run to.
Now the offensive call here is going to back the Yeoman up.
Really? That'll be something interesting to see on film, huh?
Offensive, it's going to be declined, and that will set up a fourth down. As the ball is spotted at the Eagles' 17-yard line.
The Yeoman are going to send their field goal unit. I was watching Martin Rodriguez. His leg just seems to be getting stronger and stronger as the season goes on. And he was booting him from 32 that could have made it from 45 easy. The tee will go down at the 25, so this will be a chip shot for Martin, a 35-yarder.
Well, he's hit them from this range. With a minute 52, he will try another one here. Try to extend that Yeoman lead. Brashear to hold it. The snap is down. The kick is up. Plenty of leg. And it is no good, wide to the right. So the Yeoman field goal kicking woes continue as Rodriguez misses one here that will leave the Yeoman with a 14-0 lead with a minute 46 to play in the first half.
Robin, just observing our field goal kicking this season, it always seems like we're pulling them. That adjustment on those longer field goals just hasn't been made yet. Every field goal is sailing wide to the hook side of the kicker.
When you hook a kick, you're looking up.
So the Eagles start at their own 20-yard line.
Listen to Dollar Bill out there.
Yeah, they'll send trip receivers to the near side, and now the Eagles are going to call a timeout. With 1:46 to play in the first half, We'll take a timeout with them. It's Cameron 14, Hearn nothing. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Hey, honey, we got a thank you card.
Really? Who from?
It says from everybody on Earth.
Getting a new comfort system from American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning lowers your carbon emissions by using energy so efficiently. Do something good for yourself and everybody else. Call your local independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer.
Call David Cox at Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning, 254-697-4252. Your independent American Standard's Heating and Air Conditioning dealer.
I know we shouldn't begin this conversation with a question, but I have to. Did you ever notice when you visit those big so-called discount stores, you can never get help when you need it? I mean, sometimes it's almost like when you have a question, the people that work there try to hide. Well, at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron, that's not the case. You're greeted by people that know what they're talking about, and they want to help. Come by and see for yourself. Anderle Lumber Company, right on U.S. Highway 190 in Cameron, 1300 West 4th Street. After the timeout, Hearn will have the ball at the 20-yard line after the missed field goal by Rodriguez. 1:46 to go in the first half. Yeoman lead it 14-0. Spread look by the Eagles this time. Castilleja pressured, and he's going to go down. The ball is loose. Luna picks it up at the 5, into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Cameron Yeoman, touchdown. Ocampa got up out of the bottom of the stack there, too. I'm not sure who made the initial hit for the Yeoman on the sack, but Edgar Luna will get the touchdown.
Cheyenne Black in there making that initial hit.
Boy, he has been just causing all kinds of chaos on quarterback pressures tonight. This time the ball just squirts out, and big Edgar right there to pick it up. And we get set for a Milamato CarQuest extra point, so the Yeoman get their second takeaway of the night. Had the Sims interception earlier, and now the fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Well, it's tough to start a freshman in any level, but your first district football game, it's and you put it back in his own end, he's going to make some mistakes.
Here's the Milamato CarQuest extra point. The snap is good. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Yeoman will take a 21-0 lead. 1:39 remaining in the first half. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Krabs LLP focuses on cases involving complex personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury or death resulting from car or truck wrecks. Capolino Dodd and Krabs prizes client service, resourcefulness, knowledge of law, and attention to detail. If you or a loved one has been injured, call Capolino Dodd and Krabs in Cameron toll-free, 888-637-6347, for professional insight and a no-obligation consultation.
No one plans on getting into an accident. That's why they're called accidents. They just happen. Now that it happened, what do? Go see Don at Don's Paint and Body in Cameron. Don has more than 20 years of experience, so he'll get you back on the road fast. Don's Paint and Body also specializes in windshield repair and replacement. See Don. He takes the dents out of accidents. Right across from Brookshire Brothers, Highway 36 in Cameron. Call 697-2011. Speaking of Don's Paint and Body, let's take a look at the Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
Well, that was no offensive plays for the Yeoman, but a great defensive play as the Yeoman stripped the ball. Cheyenne Black comes in and strips the ball out of the freshman quarterback Casieja's hands. Big Edgar Luna, the defensive tackle for the Yeoman, scoops it up, rumbles in from about 5 yards out, and the Yeoman go up 21-0.
All right. Rodriguez gets set to boot it away, and he kicks this one to the right side. It's dropped and now picked up at about the 12-yard line, coming to the near side and up to the 15, the 20. Breaks a couple of tackles and out to about the 25-yard line. I believe that is Workman on the return, and that's where the Eagles will take over. They'll spot this ball out at about the 24, and that's where the Eagles will start this possession. A little more volume.
Well, I don't know how you can stand that.
What? 1:26 to go here in the second quarter. As the Eagles come back out, and in the backfield is Sexton Curry, the tailback, as they line up in the eye, the big fullback Rosprin not in there. They're going to toss it to Curry, coming to the near side, and he is going to be hammered down. A flag is thrown back and around the line of scrimmage as Curry is hemmed up and dropped for maybe a yard out across the 25.
Flag.
And this is going to be a chop block against the Eagles. That's a costly penalty down in that end of the field as they'll back this one up.
That's seven penalties on Hearn here in the first half for right at 75 yards.
That's going to be just getting started.
Yeah, that's going to be a half the distance to the goal line, down to the 12. So actually, I guess that technically is a 12-yard penalty.
Yes, sir.
But should have. I mean, it's a 15-yarder.
Well, a timeout on the field here with 1:19 to go. Yeoman lead it 21-0. All of the Yeoman scoring here in the second quarter. Jack Rhodes with a couple of touchdown tosses. One to Thomas Wren. Another one to Zach Brashear. And then Edgar Luna picking up a loose ball at the 5-yard line and rumbling into the end zone to give the Yeoman a 21-0 lead. They did miss a 35-yard field goal in this second quarter as well. And pretty much this whole second quarter has been played in the Hearn end of the field.
Absolutely, and don't think that the Yeoman aren't looking to add more. They've got a minute 19, and that can be a lot of time left. However, they only have two timeouts remaining, and it's still first down, isn't it?
Our second quarter tonight brought to you by Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery. Next day service, personal embroidering too, including hats and t-shirts. Call 697-8393 for Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery, sponsoring our second quarter tonight. I remind you, in our Bob's Steakhouse post-game show tonight, we'll select a Bob's Steakhouse play of the game, or I should say coach will select a Bob's Steakhouse play of the game. Lots of pressure, but I know you can handle it.
I get lots of help.
That could could be worth a $25 gift certificate at Bob's Steakhouse tomorrow morning on our scoreboard show. Be listening between 7:45 and 8:30. If you know the play of the game, call us. So here the Eagles have it. First and long. Here's a handoff. This is Curry again coming near side, and he gets out to about the 15-yard line on about a 3-yard carry after the chop block penalty. And did the Yeoman call a timeout this time? I believe they did.
Yes.
1:12 remaining in the second quarter, 21-0. Yeoman lead it. We'll take a timeout with them, and we're right back to Woodfield and Hearn in a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
The name says it all. CMMC Full Service Home Repair in Cameron. Home repairs, painting, siding, deck work, and even flooring. From new installations to repair, refinishing and tile work, Clay and Maureen at CMMC Full Service Home Repair covers you. Call 832-647-7207. Full Service Home Repair at fair, affordable prices. And there's no job that's too big or too small. CMMC Full Service Home Repair. 832-647-7207. I'm just a bougie,
bad weed kind of guy. Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith for my friends at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, your heavy-duty truck headquarters in Central Texas.
Hi, Gary Lind here. Come see us at the all-new heavy-duty Dodge truck headquarters for all of Central Texas at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron. Experience the thrill of a new Dodge truck and Cameron Yeoman football.
Take it from me, you'll get a better deal if you make the short drive to Cameron to Stanley Lind Autoplex.
One 12 to play in the second quarter as the Eagles will go for it here, rolling to the right side. More pressure, and the Yeoman are going to come up with another sack on the freshman quarterback, Castilleja, as the
Keaton Denio jumped all over that one.
All right, Denio with the sack, and that will spot the ball back inside the 10 at about the 9-yard line with 1:03 remaining, and the Yeoman are going to take another timeout here to preserve a little bit of clock and try to get one more score in before the half if they can. This will set up a big third down here as the Yeoman, I believe, will have one more timeout.
No, that's all of
it. Is that it?
That's it.
That's the final.
So they may get the ball back with 20, 30 seconds left.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman have been bringing pressure. They've been bringing some pressure from the outside linebackers and inside linebackers. And really, I think they've caught Hearn totally unprepared for that kind of rush.
They have blitzed on nearly every play. And as the freshman quarterback, Castilleja, has been running for his life a lot here in the first half. Not sure how many sacks the defense has recorded now, but caused a lot of chaos. And one fumble that got recovered and picked up and ran in for a touchdown by Luna. So here's third and long as Castilleja's back to pass from his end zone. Passes to the right side. He's got a man. He's going to be well short of a first down as they needed about the 34-yard line. And that pass is caught by Workman out on the right side. As the clock will continue to run here.
Well, that was a risky call.
That is the first completion of the night.
Yeah, and very risky because had it been incomplete, the clock would have stopped. And it had given Yeoman even more time on the clock.
And it almost was incomplete. Good coverage out there. As the Eagles will punt it away, the clock down to 24 seconds. Play clock at about 10. As Trevion Sims will stand back at about midfield. And now a timeout as Hearn will take their final timeout of the first half. Let's take a timeout with them. 15 seconds remaining on the clock. 21-0, Yeoman lead it. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Attention shoppers, the Bling Box in Cameron is now open. Stop by the Bling Box today at 707 West 4th Street in front of the Germania office. The Bling Box has fashion and custom jewelry, yellow box shoes, candles, Yeoman t-shirts, pendants, and home decor. Affordable prices and free gift wrapping too. Come by and visit the Bling Box Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Don't let the size fool you. The Bling Box is packed full of great gifts and home decor. Stop by and see for yourself today at the Bling Box.
Edward Jones is proud to sponsor the Cameron Yeoman. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. I'm Melanie Sheffield. Now is the time to make investments that can grow to provide money for the ever-rising cost of college. For a free college cost analysis, call or stop by my office today, 697-6511, 315 South Houston, here in Cameron. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
So the punt will roll and kill the clock with 4 seconds left. The Yeoman will have it at the Hearn 49-yard line. As that ball took a roll and was down with 4 seconds remaining in the half.
Well, you'd like to see at least enough time for a two-play drive here, possibly to get into field goal range. But they've got one shot at this, barring a penalty.
And we've seen a few of those tonight.
Have we? Yes, we have.
Zach Brashear will come wide right. Three receivers to the left. Haynes and Westbrook in the slot. Wren is wide left. As Rhodes will take the snap and drop back. He's pressured. It's a screen pass to Westbrook at the 45. Down to the 40. Still on his feet. Across the 30. Down to the 25. Breaks another tackle at the 10. And he's going to be stopped at the 5-yard line. And that's how the first half will end. It will be 21 for the Yeoman. Nothing for the Hearn Eagles as we go to halftime here from Woodfield in Hearn.
44 yards on that play. They needed 49.
All right, we'll head to halftime festivities here from Hearn tonight as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Hearn Eagles 21-0.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
Cameron Yeoman lead the Hearn Eagles here at the half, 21-0. Rob Reed along with Joe Smitherman, Coach Ed Colley, Bill Whitmire, as the Yeoman score three times in the second quarter and spent a lot of time down in the Hearn end of the field in that first half, as well as the Yeoman miss a 35-yard field goal and have the half end on an exciting 44-yard mid-screen pass to Dede Westbrook, who gets tackled at the 5-yard line on the final play of the first half, and that will leave us here at Woodfield at halftime with the Cameron Yeoman leading the Hearn Eagles 21-0. We'll be listening to the Ojai Marching Band here at halftime, and we'll also take a look at some of the numbers from the first half as well. And we'll have more info coming up your way here on the Germania halftime report, where the Yeoman lead it 21-0. We'll also check back in with Dallas and Brett back at the Ranch Studios here during our halftime report for some score updates as well, as the Yohai Marching Band takes their place on the field and the Cameron Yeoman lead it 21-0.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
And the Yohai Marching Band with their performance here at the half as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Hearn Eagles 21-0. Let's take a timeout. This word from Rubach Insurance, Germania. And we're back with some numbers from the first half in a moment.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Rubach, representative of Rubach Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
All right, welcome back to the Germania Halftime Report from Woodfield and Hearn. Rob Reed along with the coach, Ed Colley, 21-0. Yeoman lead it here at the half. Coach, let's take a look at some of those numbers from the first half.
Well, Rob, it's been all Cameron Yeoman once they got started in the second quarter. Cameron has 9 first downs. Hearn has 2, and both of those came on their first drive when they came out in the wishbone, and fullback broke through for about 14 yards, and the running back broke back to the other side. But since then, they've not been able to muster a first down. In fact, they only have 27 yards total offense, 17 on the ground and 10 in the air with one completion. The Cameron Yeoman have rushed for 63, have gone to the air for 93, and have 146 yards of total offense for the evening. Jack Rhodes for the Cameron Yeoman, pull this up right here, is 11 of 17 for 93 yards and 2 touchdowns. The leading rusher for the Cameron Yeoman, of course, is Damian Kelly, who has carried the ball 9 times for 53 yards. But for the most part, it's been a defensive ball game. In fact, the Cameron Yeoman defense scored one of the touchdowns. Hearn is trying to rely on a freshman quarterback. This is his first start, and he's having a lot of trouble. He's got minus 23 yards from just being sacked 3 or 4 times, fumbled a ball, and we scored a touchdown. So their offense right this minute is really struggling because they're unable to throw the ball. They've completed the one. We let them complete one for 10 yards when they had about 30 to go. But I'm sure they'll make some adjustments at the half and come back. But the Cameron Yeoman defense, after that first 2 first downs, has really been all over them.
Well, Clifton Potts, who had been the starting quarterback so far this season, we understand has an ankle injury. He was not able to go. And another one of their offensive weapons, Kenneth Jones, through the first couple of ball games, he also is injured and is not available. And so that's causing all kinds of problems. And we mentioned the freshman quarterback, Castilleja, who has, you talk about throwing you into a pressure situation.
Oh, yeah.
It's a district opener. And the team that's coming in is a district favorite and ranked number 5 in the state. You got your hands full. And the Yeoman, knowing that freshman quarterback is in there, throwing lots of pressure at this young man all night long with all kinds of blitzes.
That's
safeties
right.
Coming in, linebackers coming in, and they have really caused him to have a rough first half of action here in the first half. Cameron Yeoman leading it 21-0.
Well, the Hearn Eagles haven't done themselves any favors either because they've had 7 penalties for 72 yards here in the first half. Cameron's had 3 for 30, and all 3 of those have been holding penalties. Number 44 for the Hearn Eagles, playing nose guard, Cody Rosper. Coach Rhodes talked about him before the ball game, but I'm going to tell you what, he is occupying a lot of those interior linemen's trying to block him. I know that 2 of those holding penalties have come trying to stop him from getting through, and the other one was on a wide receiver. But he's causing all kinds of problems inside. If they can get him blocked and Kelly can break the line of scrimmage, he's got good running yardage. But, boy, he's giving them heck in the middle.
Yeah, the Yeoman also with a costly offensive pass interference on a third and goal play late in the first half. Also came away empty on that drive as well. Yeoman had had a drive going on their third possession of the first half. Damian Kelly with the Yeoman had to start at their own 15-yard line. Kelly with a 25-yard run. There was a late hit penalty at the end of that play. And the Yeoman were set up in good shape. A couple of more quick passes for first downs, and then a bad snap. And again, that's being caused by the ruckus that Cody Rossbrum, the big nose tackle, has caused for the Hearn Eagles. That bad snap resulted in a 23-yard loss, and the Yeoman were not able to recover from that. They did score. The Yeoman did on their fourth possession of the night, a 43-yard drive that ended on a Thomas Wren touchdown play. And Yeoman would cash in again with good field position as they went 62 yards on their next drive. Zach Brashear with an 11-yard touchdown grab in the back of the end zone, and the Yeoman led 14-0. Cameron set up with a great opportunity with about 3 minutes to play in the first half. Trevion Sims with an interception returns it to the 7-yard line, and the Yeoman come away empty on that drive after the field goal was wide to the right. And then the Yeoman touchdown on the Edgar Luna fumble recovery on the sack. Cheyenne Black sacking Castileja, and Edgar Luna able to fall on it. And the Yeoman take in a 21-0 lead at the half, and really had a chance to score on the final play of the first half on a mid-screen pass on a drive that started at the Yeoman 49-yard line. They had 4 seconds and one play to run by the end of the half. It was a mid-screen pass. Dede Westbrook with a 44-yard gain all the way down to the 5-yard line on an amazing run where he broke tackles and gave players the slip, and he finally bring him down at the 5-yard line, and the Yeoman come up with a 21-0 lead here at the half. We're going to take a break here. Dallas Reed and Brett Eberhardt getting set to get us caught up to date with first half scores from around Central Texas, as we'll send it now back to the ranch for our halftime update. Guys?
Yes, thank you. Dallas Reed here with you, Brett Eberhardt. Vicky Goza also setting up some scores. What do you got for me, Brett?
Well, let's start in 19-3A, and we'll go to Grosbeck and Lorena. Am I even on, dude? I can't hear me.
You're on.
Okay. Grosbeck is, and Lorena, it's Lorena 14-3. Also, Brownwood 42-7 all over China Spring. It's Burnett 19-10 over Gatesville. La Vega with a lead 12-6 over Waco U. Robinson up by a touchdown on Taylor 17-10 in that one. And Conley on the bye in that district.
All right, and we'll stay in 3A. 23-3A, the only game out of here that didn't have a bye week was Rockdale and Madisonville. Rockdale's up 7-3 in this one. And then in 25-3A, Mahay up 12-6 on the Panthers from Liberty Hill. Burnett 19-10 on top of Gatesville, excuse me. And Salado 35-14 against West. A big shocker right there.
That's right. Salado looking for their first win. Also some scores in 12-2A Division 2. The big one is Rogers and Franklin, and they are at halftime already. They've been there for some time, from what I understand. Rogers 28-14 over Franklin currently. In 1A scores, Burton leads Racel 14-0. Milano trails Chilton 21-19, and it's Valley Mills with a touchdown lead over Holland in a shootout over there. 27-20 is your score.
All right, and also in 12-1A Division 1, Iola is 18-8 over Hubbard right now. And in 12-5A, Coppers Cove 21-3 over Belton right now. Bryan 14-6 on top of Colleen Ellison, and A&M Consolidated, no surprise here, 29-3 over Temple. And then in 8-4A, Colleen and Del Valle all knotted up at 7. Waco Midway up 42-7 on Austin Bowie. Or Bowie, excuse me. Mesquite 10-3 on top of the Waco Lions. And 6-3 La Vega leading the University Trojans at Waco ISD. And I think that's going to do it for our updates tonight. We'll take a quick break and send it back out to the guys at Wood Field in Hearn.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property. Property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Back at Woodfield in Hearn, Rob Reed along with the coach, Ed Colley, as it is halftime. Cameron Yeoman lead the Hearn Eagles 21-0 here at the half, and Dallas and Brett getting us up to date on first half scores across Central Texas. We'll give you a complete rundown coming up later on tonight after Cameron Yeoman football, all the way up until midnight on our Stanley Lind Autoplex Friday night finals. That's coming up after football. And, of course, in our postgame show brought to you by Bob's Steakhouse in Cameron, we'll get you the Bob's Steakhouse play of the game. And if you know that play of the game tomorrow morning, that could be worth a $25 gift certificate at Bob's Steakhouse. So get up early with us and get a chance to win that $25 gift card at Bob's Steakhouse. You get up, Coach, early Saturday morning, check out the scores?
Beg your pardon?
I said, do you get up early and check out the scores, or are you a sleep-in guy after Friday night?
I'm usually trying to sleep a little bit.
Well, I'll just you're right down the street. I'll pick you up in the morning. You can come help.
Well, you can come ring the doorbell, knock on the door all you want to, Rob.
All right. One other score out of the district. McGregor leading Little River Academy 13-0, and that game is at the half. Have not gotten an update on the Marlin and Florence ball game over in Marlin tonight. We'll try to get you one of those scores as we go through the second half. We'll get Dallas and Brett to keep us up to date on those two ball games. Over in 12-2A Division 2, Rogers Eagles and the Franklin Lions. We were looking at that as a big ball game tonight. And Rogers at the half up on Franklin there, 28-14. That's a pretty good race over there, Coach, as you've got Lexington, Rogers, Franklin, and Thorndale all going through the first four ball games of the year undefeated.
I noticed that in the paper, and I thought, boy, that is going to be a tough race over there.
And then to make things even better, you take two of those 4-0 teams and you put them together for the district opener over in Franklin, right up the road here in Robertson County tonight for that ball game. But again, we'll try to keep you up to date on those 2A 12-2A scores, both from Division 1 and Division 2, as we move along tonight here in the second half. Here it's the Cameron Yeoman over the Hearn Eagles by a halftime count of 21-0. We'll get this word from Germania, our Germania agent Sharon Rubach, and we're back to Wood Field in just a moment.
It's a as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure
the good things in life. Trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Halftime from Woodfield in Hearn as the Cameron Yeoman and the Hearn Eagles all tie Yeoman with a 21-0 lead as we are at the break here at halftime. And the Yeoman with some missed opportunities in that first half, Coach.
Well, I think the two bad snaps over Jack's head when things were starting to roll, the snaps going back and the costing us a big yardage has stopped as that'll stymie any offense, losing 20 or 23 yards. But also the missing the field goal and then the offensive pass interference. I think the Cameron Yeoman are going to see some real scoring opportunities to the wide side of the field when they come out, like on that pass interference call. That could have gone the other way very easily. And Westbrook and Brashear breaking out into the green grass. We've been throwing the short ones, but the long ones are going to be there in the second half.
Yep, Yeoman lead it 21-0. And again, a little bit of a slow start offensively for the Yeoman tonight. And we've seen that. Well, this is ball game number five. Four out of the five games, the Yeoman have started a little bit slow offensively. They did score on their opening drive against La Vega. But, again, that's the pattern here tonight. And it's almost like one of those fights where you kind of feel out the defense, and then they start getting things rolling about the second quarter.
Well, both teams started off trying to feel the other one out. Of course, we didn't know what Hearn was doing, but Hearn, you know, has come out with that wishbone formation, and we're trying to run the ball, and that wasn't going to work. So they've just been stymied. But the Cameron Yeoman, you know, they were trying to feel out, like Coach Rhodes said, that 6-1 defense. And I'm going to tell you right now that you wouldn't think that number 44 would make that much of a difference, but he certainly has inside. Kelly, if we get instead of taking the ball on the right-hand side and going to the left, we're handing the ball off to Kelly, and he's starting to the right, going back to the right side. That's how they're offsetting all of this rush from Hearn. But again, as quick as they are, they're able to get an arm and a leg and slow him down. So I really look forward to the second half. Cameron's going to get the ball to start the third quarter. It'll be interesting to see if they don't come out and take the ball and march right down the field.
All right, teams making their way back out onto the field, and we'll wrap it up here on the Germania Halftime Report. Then we're back in 60 seconds. It's 21-0 as we head to the third quarter in Hearn.
The Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Fiery footlong subs are now available at Subway. So hot they'll burn the wimp right out of you. For a limited time, try the new Turkey Jalapeno Melt. Tender turkey, bubbly Monterey cheddar, spicy jalapenos, and chipotle Southwest sauce. It will ignite your taste buds. Or try the Buffalo Chicken Sandwich, back on the menu for good. Loaded with grilled chicken, tossed in a bold sauce, and topped with creamy ranch. Try one of the fiery subs today at either Subway Texas Burger location, Cameron or Rockdale.
Little River Materials knows there are three ingredients in the good life: learning, earning, and yearning. Winning on the field, learning in the classroom, and yearning to be the best you can be. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind Yohai athletics, ag students, and academics. Press on, Yeoman, from Little River Materials, 970 County Road 253, Cameron, Texas. Learning, earning, and yearning. A winning combination, no matter the season.
Welcome back to Woodfield in Hearn, Texas, where the Cameron Yeoman lead it at the half by the score of 21-0. Coach, just a stifling job by the Yo defense in that first half. I know they got 27 total yards of offense, Hearn did. Of course, you take away 70-some-odd yards in penalty yards because that's what was marked off against them. But Hearn got 20 positive yards on that second drive of the night. But since then, the Yo defense has just been incredible tonight.
Well, it has been, and Hearn trying to come out with the wishbone formation after they'd been running out of the eye and the spread formation. Again, trying to get that big fullback and halfback out in front of their tailback and trying to run inside, have had no success at all. And so I don't know if they'll make an adjustment here in the second half and come out with something different. But it was pretty evident in the first half that they're unable to throw the football. Cameron let them complete one pass for 10 yards when they had 30 yards to go. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the second half.
Well, a tremendous halftime performance by a visiting band tonight in Austin Reagan, doing the third performance of the halftime. The Austin Reagan band visiting tonight. And, wow, what a performance for actually, you know, both sides of the fields. Got an ambulance on the field. Looks like a first half injury is lingering. And I'm not sure who that is, but...
Well, they've taken his jersey off, so I have no idea either.
It is a Hearn Eagle on the home side of the field here. Got a towel draped over his head. I didn't see any kind of head-type injury in the first half, did you?
Well, no, but, you know, as humid as it's been and all the cramps they were getting, this could be a heat exhaustion. He could just have been sweating way too much. Who knows what it is? But as far as injury goes, no, we didn't see any injury in the first half that would have resulted in an ambulance being called.
Now, what looked to be and had the longest delay was an injury to Daniel Crumley. But as it turned out, late in the second quarter, he returned to play.
So, yes, he did.
But nonetheless, an ambulance is on the track, and it looks like they may transport one of the Eagles to the hospital for further observation and treatment. Meanwhile, the Cameron Yeomen have made it onto the field. They will get the ball first here in the third quarter after winning the toss and deferring in the first half. And we're just about to get underway with this second half action. Coach, is this game gone kind of like you thought it would? You kind of expected?
Well, I think I've been a little surprised that Hearn has not been more wide open on offense, tossing the ball and going wide and things of that sort. They're not going to make much running up inside. The inability to throw the football, of course, has really given the Cameron Yeoman defense an ability to tee off on the quarterback. The Cameron Yeoman being just scoring 21 points, but being a little bit sloppy in the first half, surprised me. But, you know, there's two halves, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustments have been made and what kind of half we get.
Well, we always talk about this early third quarter momentum kind of setting the tone, the pace for the second half, and with the Yeoman getting the ball first, and, you know, if they could march downfield and put another score on the board, it would really give them command of this game.
Absolutely.
Quinn Haynes and Kelly back to receive the kickoff.
I don't anticipate a kickoff going deep.
Yep, backs are Keaton Denio and Ty Morgan. And up further, Thomas Wren and Jake Young. And they're all kind of lined up in single file. Here's the kickoff. And it's a squib kick, and it's going to be fielded by Thomas Wren. He'll take it across the 35, the 40, the 45 to the near side, a far sideline, across midfield, and out of bounds in Hearn territory at the 45-yard line.
Well, I didn't think they would be kicking off deep with our speed in the open field, but Wren was able to take that ball and find three or four blocks and make some good yardage.
Yeah, he took it on the near side at about the 35, so a 20-yard return for Thomas Wren into Eagle territory, and that's where the O offense will put it into play, as they send Brashear and Haynes to the near side, Dee Dee Westbrook, and Wren to the far side.
Lots of green grass over here on this side.
And it's the wide side of the field. Rhodes will hand off, though, to Kelly right up the middle. Kelly keeps on his feet inside the 40 to the 38-yard line, a gain of about 7 yards. They'll mark him down at the 39, so give him 6 on the carry.
Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Circle S Barbecue of Cameron, Sam Barry and the crew, cooking up that famous barbecue every Friday and Saturday at 22nd and North Travis.
Second down and 4 for the Yeoman. Yeoman moving from north to south toward the clock end zone here at Wood Field. Twins to both sides. And a handoff again to Kelly. He's got the first and more inside the 30. The 25, he is hammered, but gets good yardage down to the 22-yard line. He was getting caught up on a cutback, so he didn't have a lot of forward momentum when he was hit, but he popped right up. They're going to give him the 23-yard line.
21 yards.
A burst of 21 yards for Damian Kelly.
Another Malares Discount Center Yeoman first down.
Yes, it is. Twin receivers go to both sides for Rhodes, who will take the snap, and this time he'll hand off to Kelly, who's met with resistance behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, we didn't pick up the stunt that time. They stunted in the middle, and we missed it, and they were all over Kelly.
It'll be second down and 11 after the yard loss at the 24-yard line.
But there's a lot of green grass off to the right over here with our two receivers.
For sure. And those receivers are Haynes, and out wide is Brashear. Other side is Westbrook and Wren. And Kelly's in the backfield with Rhodes. On a second and 11, Rhodes stepping back, looking left. He's got a man, Thomas Wren, wide open at the 20. Inside the 15-yard line to the 12 goes Thomas Wren, and out of bounds, another Malares Discount Center first down in the EBCO red zone. Ball is at the 12-yard line, first and 10 for the Yeoman, taking the opening drive of this third quarter. After a 20-yard kickoff return by Thomas Wren to the Hearn 45, the Yeoman have been on the move since. It's first and 10 at the Hearn 12. Haynes and Brashear to the near side. It's Westbrook and Wren to the far side. And Rhodes will hand off a fumble handoff, a scramble, and Kelly falls on it. Ball just never did get in the breadbasket of Damian Kelly.
Either one. I'm not sure Jack ever really had a good handle on that ball.
No, he just kind of pushed it over to Kelly. He never really got a handle on it. He kind of batted it with both hands. Kelly batted it around for a second, then picked it up off the ground, thank God.
Fortunately, Kelly was able to fall on it. It's second down and 11 for the Yeoman from the 13. Rhodes steps back, looks right over the middle. Caught, touchdown, Zach Brashear. Well, there's that green grass coach was talking about. Brashear lining up wide to the right, and he just snuck into that opening, and Rhodes drilled a bullet to him, and the Yeoman go up 27 to nothing.
Well, you know, Joe, in the first half, the back guys for the Hearn Eagles kept sliding outside, cheating outside, cheating outside, and that middle opened up more and more and more, and they haven't corrected that yet.
Here comes the Milam Auto Carquest extra point. Now as Brashear, who caught the 13-yard touchdown pass, will hold for Martin Rodriguez. The left-footed field goal kicker for the Yeoman. The kick is up, and the Milam Auto Carquest extra point is good.
There's a flag down on the far side, and it appears this offside is going to be against the Eagles offside.
So they'll probably mark that off on the kickoff. 9:27 left in the third quarter. The Yeoman take the opening drive of the second half and march 45 yards, and the Yeoman go up 28 to nothing. We're back to Woodfield in just a moment.
Mari Burns Laywell has been around for 101 years this year.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about family.
When you come in, you become a part of our family, and we go through this process with you. You don't ever have to talk to a stranger or a different person every time you need something.
Call anytime, day or night. 254-697-3661. Just like family, there when you need them.
Nothing makes a parent happier than to see their child smile. And at Smile at the World Orthodontics, they want to help make that smile the best it can be. Smile at the World Orthodontics stands behind the youth of today and encourages excellence in academics, athletics, and leadership. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, proud supporters of Central Texas High School football.
Danavius Jeffrey back deep to receive the kickoff from Martin Rodriguez and Cameron Yeoman, who go up 28-0 early here in the third quarter. Here's the kickoff into a light south breeze. It's a high end over end, fielded at the 15-yard line. And around to the near side with some room. He is across the 35 and down at the 38-yard line. They'll mark him down, actually, at the 35, and he is in some pain.
He went to cut right down here. What is that, about the 38-yard line? And when he did, his right knee or one of his knees just went out from under him, and he went down.
Jamarcus Johnson is who that was on the receiving end, and, I mean, he is in some pain on the near sideline. Certainly hope that young man is okay. A good return, but a flag. Is there a flag on the play?
Rob, looks like Joe, once you get about a yard off the sideline, you get this clumpy grass over here. And I tell you, there's a couple times a night where I've almost turned my ankle. So once you get over here, or even close to the sidelines.
Hey, you be careful down there.
Yeah. I'm trying to. I'm more worried about Mama Rose. You know, she's running around with a camera and a big giant stick.
She's running around?
I don't know whether to call you Buffalo Nickel or Dollar Bill. There was a holding
not
penalty.
Running around, Joe.
There was a holding penalty. The ball is marked back to the 21-yard line. That's where the Eagles will put it into play. Wishbone formation. Hand off to the tailback. Collision in the backfield. And driven back is the tailback. A loss of a yard.
Our Don's paint and body scoring drive on the touchdown play. Yeoman go 45 yards on six plays. A 21-yard Damian Kelly run. A big play in that drive. It capped off on a 13-yard TD pass. Rhodes to Brashear, second time for that connection tonight, and it's 28-0.
All right. Don's Paint and Body Shop presents the scoring drive here at our Yeoman broadcast. It's Workman coming to the near side. Ball between the hash marks on a second down and 11 for the Eagles. And a handoff to the tailback coming around the near side. Gets around the corner, but... I mean, blitzing resistance met by a number of yeomen. D.D. Westbrook in there, Trevion Sims, Ty Morgan.
And Spells getting up from the bottom of that pile, too.
A gain of two, and it's third and nine. And again, this Yo defense just very stingy tonight.
Well, they've got them. They're lined up in a very tight formation in the wishbone. And they've had difficulty throwing the ball, so the defense is just teeing off and coming.
Our third quarter tonight brought to you by Circle S Barbecue of Cameron. Sam Barry and the crew over at Circle S cooks up that famous barbecue every Friday and Saturday. And they do catering, too. Circle S 22nd and Travis in Cameron. Workman comes to the near side. Third down and nine for the Eagles. Wishbone behind Castilleja. Toss right side of the tailback, and he is hit and dropped after about a two-yard gain. And it sets up a fourth and long. And another Hearn Eagle is on the turf. I think that might have been the ball carrier. Again, these numbers are just so brutal to read because they're black uniforms and maroon numbers. So there's not a lot of contrast. Punting formation on for the Eagles. A three and out in their opening possession. Could not answer the Yeoman's 45-yard touchdown drive to open the third quarter. A quick punt, high, and it's going to be caught by Westbrook at the Yo 49. A fake handoff, and Westbrook will go to the far side. Picks up a huge block by Beckhusen, and a shirt tail tackle, and a flag comes in on a horse collar at the 35-yard line.
They're going to get him for the horse collar there, Joe.
No doubt.
That'll be the third penalty here in the third quarter against the Hearn Eagles for 30 yards.
The tackle was made at the Hearn 35. So a 16-yard return by Westbrook. Tack on 15 more yards for the personal foul horse collar tackle. That's going to move the ball down to the 20-yard line, and that is where the Yeoman will start this drive.
Wow.
The Yeoman came out serious here in the third quarter, and they're getting some more help as they've had all night long by those Hearn penalties.
Well, they had 7 for 72 yards, and now they've picked up 3 more for 30, so that's 10 for 102 yards. And we're still early. We're halfway through the third quarter.
Hard to win ball games when you give up that much penalty yardage, huh, Coach?
You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman at the EBCO red zone, 20-yard line. First and 10, they'll send Westbrook and Brashear wide to the near side. Twins to the far side. That's Haynes and Wren. And Rhodes will take the snap. Two steps back, looking right. Lobs one far corner of the end zone. Westbrook in and out of his hands, over the shoulder in the corner. Well, you see Westbrook catch more of those than you do drop them, but that would have been a circus catch had Westbrook been able to hang on to it. And a beautiful pass by Rhodes, where only Westbrook had the chance to catch it. Second down and 10 now for the Yeoman. Westbrook slow to get back in the line of scrimmage, so Rhodes trots over and gives him the play. He'll line up wide right along with Zach Brashear. And Kelly will get the handoff. He bounces to the outside, up the middle, 10, 5. He goes in untouched, 20 yards, touchdown, Damian Kelly.
Oh, that was pretty simple.
Yeah, not a lot there. Not a lot of resistance at all as Kelly finds the seam. And when he gets into the secondary, he is dangerous. A 20-yard blast by Damian Kelly, and the Yeoman go up 34 to nothing with the extra point to come. The Milam Auto CarQuest extra point. The hold by Zach Brashear, Martin Rodriguez to put it through. And the snap, the hold, and the kick. And it's all just like the night. Perfect for the Yeoman. They go up 35 to nothing. 6:31 left in the third. We're back in Hearn in just a moment.
Cameron Nursing Center and Rehabilitation Facility is here for your long-term care and acute nursing needs. Locally owned and operated in Cameron, they're a Medicaid and Medicare certified facility. They currently accept private pay, Medicaid, Medicare, and Scott and White Health Plan senior care, and provide extensive rehab services on site. Whether it's long-term care you need or intensive therapy to recover from an illness, injury, or surgery, see Cameron Nursing Center, caring for you step by step.
Standards of Care, your hometown health agency. Have you or a loved one been discharged from a hospital, nursing home, or rehab facility? Do you need special treatment like injections or wound care? Are you recovering from an illness? Do you need therapy to regain your strength or restore your quality of life? Then let Standards of Care confer with your doctor and evaluate your needs. They serve Cameron, Rockdale, and the surrounding areas. Call 254-697-2224 today. Raising the standard in home health care.
We are back, and let's take a look at that Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. It won't take long.
Two plays, 20 yards. Touchdown run for Damian Kelly. Extra point is good. 35 to nothing, Yeoman.
And Martin, who is getting a workout with his leg tonight, tees it up for the Yeoman once again. Back to receive on the near side is Sexton Curry. I think that's Canavius Jeffrey.
Correct.
In the middle to receive the kick. And Martin will boot it away. High angled and short to the far sideline. Caught and hammered at the 35-yard line.
Should have called for a fair catch.
No, well, that's probably what he's thinking now. As that was Thomas Wren, who just blitzed down the Yo sideline and hammered him right about the time he caught the ball.
Anytime it's that short and that high, throw that hand up and take the catch.
So the Yo defense, who has just been dominating tonight over this Hearn offense, back on the field. No subs in there yet with a 35-0 lead. As the Eagles will have it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Gostieja, the freshman quarterback. will this time go from the gun. With wide receivers to both sides, he'll drop straight back, looking long across the middle now, and nobody there.
Oh, he took a shot. Luna came flying through there, and right after it, just as he was throwing the ball, he took a lick.
Castilleja is experiencing his first varsity start tonight against the number five team in the state. Not finding a lot of success.
I see Clifton Potts, number four, the backup quarterback, has gone into the game.
At some position. Castilleja still at quarterback, though, and again from the shotgun with twin receivers to both sides, and nobody wanted the handoff, so he is going to run it. Stiff arms back at the 20 and run down by Keaton Denio for a loss of 10 yards.
There aren't too many people that are going to outrun Keaton Denio.
No, there's not, and Castilleja is one of them that won't. Nobody wanted the handoff. He tried to hand it off to both of his backs. Nobody took it, and he had to just run for his life.
You're right. That's exactly what he was doing.
He lost 10 yards on the play.
I think you could hear him say rut-row yeah. from upstairs.
Actually, a 9-yard loss. It's second down and 19 now for the Eagles from their own 26. And now, I don't know, across the line of scrimmage, I believe. Big number 80 came to the line of scrimmage, went all the way across to Tyrius Franklin. And he got a flag on him. So another penalty against the Eagles. We'll back them up to the 21-yard line. And it's second down and 24. Third down.
107 yards in penalties.
Third down and is it third down? It's second down, isn't it? From the shotgun, Castilleja dropping back, looking down at his 10-yard line, rolls to his right. Under pressure, throws on the run. Had a receiver coming back at him at the 30, but couldn't hold on.
Now that was third down. Two incomplete passes and the sack by Denio.
Yeah, this is fourth.
So you take away that yardage, Coach, and they're going on 0 yardage for the night.
Yes, sir, they are.
Because that's a minus 14 right there in that possession. That's more than half of what they had all the first half.
They had 27 in the first half.
So the punting unit is on for the Eagles. Dede Westbrook and Trevion Sims back to receive the punt. And here it is. High end over end, and Westbrook's going to fair catch this one at the 44-yard line of the Eagles.
So, I don't think Westbrook knew it, but he could have taken off with that and not worried too much about it. Luna actually got hands on that ball as it was punted away.
I think Westbrook is a little bit tired. He's been going both ways the whole ball game, and as humid as it is, I think he just wanted to take a fair catch.
Well, that could have something to do with it,
and deserving
too.
So, probably. The ball is almost to the near hash mark. At the 44-yard line of the Hearn Eagles, as the Yeomen are moving north to south or left to right and into the clock end zone. Twin receivers, trips to the far side as Rhodes looking that direction and dumps one out to Kelly. Kelly avoids the man at the line of scrimmage and is drugged down after about a 5-yard gain at the 39.
If he had avoided that one, it was all green grass.
A 5-yard reception by Kelly sets up a second and 5 for the Yeomen. Oh, there is a flag way back here in the backfield.
They're going to get one of the Yo linemen for holding back there.
Well, that's going to erase the 5-yard reception and set up a second down, a first down and 20 for the Yeomen. I'm not sure why they only marked off 9 yards. Are you?
That's what the head linesman's now starting to question.
They've got the ball spotted at the 47. A 10-yarder would have been the 46. And that's where they're going to leave it, I guess.
15-yarder.
a 15-yarder.
Yeah, from the five. It was after the dead ball. So it had a five-yard gain, and now we move it back.
That was a dead ball?
Evidently. That's the only way you can get it from that point back here.
Okay. Maybe so. And it's a loss of down, so it must have been a dead ball.
Yeah.
So it's second down and 19 for the Yeoman. Trip receivers flood the Yeo sideline of the field. Brashear alone to the near side. Low snap. Rhodes picks it up, looking across the middle. He's got Westbrook caught at the 39. Spins a 360, carries 4-5. Hearn Eagles stays on his feet, breaks free. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Oh, my.
53 yards.
Three Hearn Eagles had him wrapped up at the 30. He did a 360, stayed on his feet somehow, and then just burst out of the crowd for another 25 yards and a touchdown. That may go down as the play of the year.
Well, I think it just got our vote for the play of the game.
41 to nothing on the 53-yard catch and dazzling run by Westbrook.
That's six receptions for Westbrook for 141 yards tonight.
The Milam Auto CarQuest extra point, as Martin Rodriguez has been perfect on the night from the extra point line. And the kick is up, and he stays perfect. With 4:52 left in the third, the Yeomen are up 42 to nothing over the Eagles. We're back to Woodfield in just a moment.
Sunny Food Mart is your money-saving, time-saving, one-stop and headquarters for convenience. You can pay your utility bills, fill up your ride, get your money orders, and even get fish and bait for your next trip to the lake. Sunny Food Mart on North Travis and Cameron is all about saving. More than just gas, groceries, and cold drinks, Sunny Food Mart in Cameron. Save time and money so you have it for more important stuff. Sunny Food Mart, 902 North Travis, Highway 77 in Cameron.
These are tough economic times. Wall Street failures and bailouts have created a lot of uncertainty. We're not a Wall Street bank. We're a community bank. We're Main Street people, not Wall Street people. We're rated one of the nation's strongest banks. Rock solid, safe, and conservative. Make the strong move back to Main Street. Bank with us. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Well, the Hearn Eagles with a total of 21 yards of offense tonight so far. As we are 4:52 left in the third, and the Yeoman with a 42-0 lead. They have doubled their, well, they actually scored 21 in the third, and now a second, and now 21 in the third. And Martin Rodriguez tees it up once again. A high, short kick, angle to the far side. At this time, a fair catch is called for at the 34-yard line.
Quick learner. I got to give him credit for that. Quick learner.
I'm still amazed at how Westbrook came out of that three-man hold for a touchdown.
Well, a Don's paint and body scoring drive. Two plays. Started on the 44 of the Eagles after that penalty. It ended up as a 53-yard TD. Rhodes to Westbrook, 42 to nothing.
A Yeoman back on the field off defensively now. Again, just been stifling to this Hearn offense. From the shotgun, a handoff around the right side. The tailback turns the corner and is wrestled out of bounds on the Yeo sideline at the 39-yard line. That's a gain of five. And Sexton Curry on the tote for the Eagles then. One thing they're doing, Coach, when they're running out of bounds is stopping the clock, something
yes.
they might not want to do. Second down and five for the Eagles at their own 39-yard line. A man to the near side. Again, shotgun with backs flanked to both sides of Castilleja. And this time he'll hand off right up the middle. Deontay Holt wraps him up behind the line of scrimmage. In fact, all the way back almost to the original line of scrimmage. A loss of 4 yards. loss of 5 yards. And it's third down and nine.
That's another one of those plays where I'm not sure everybody was on the same page in the backfield there. SDA on.
You couldn't tell if it was a draw or a busted play.
Not sure.
Well, that's one of those where, like, when you walk into a building and somebody's coming out and you're dancing with them, trying to go side by side, that's what the quarterback and the running back looked there.
Wait, you're dancing with them?
Well, neither one of them knew which side to go on the other side of the other one, and they were trying to get around the other one, but they couldn't find that side, so they couldn't get around them.
Gotcha.
It's pretty clear, right?
I appreciate that analogy. That's good stuff. Under center goes Castilleja. Two backs behind him. He'll drop straight back, looking right side. Almost, it is intercepted. Beckhusen going down the sideline, the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Yeoman.
They do better just to run the ball.
Jarrett Beckhusen with an interception at around the 40-yard line. He had already got a head of steam going. And his only resistance came inside the 5-yard line, but he was able to reach that ball across the pylon, and the Yeomen are up 48-0.
Yeah, he tipped that ball, and I think he was even kind of surprised that when he tipped it, it was right in front of him for him to take. But he was already headed that way, good momentum, and gone.
Martin Rodriguez out again to do the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point. We just sailed right through the Malares Discount Center first down and the Ebco Red Zone. Straight to the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point. Here's the hold and the kick, and it's good. And with 3:43 left in the third, the Yeomen have scored four times here in this frame and lead it 49-0. We're back to Hearn in just a moment.
Paging Dr. Norris. Dr. Norris.
When lives are on the line, you depend on the knowledge and experience of experts. Specialists who are trained to use all the tools and technology at their disposal to find out what's wrong and fix it. Highly skilled professionals who know that when it comes to your baby,
paging Dr. Norris, your car is ready.
Nothing but the best auto parts will do. CarQuest Auto Parts, the professional choice.
Your CarQuest dealer is Milam Auto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman score again on a Stanley Lind Autoplex Yo turnover. When it comes to sales and service, turn over your worries to Stanley Lind Autoplex, 4th and Fannin in Cameron.
One of the night.
Yeah, the Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
40 yards. Jarrett Beckhusen returning it all the way for a touchdown, 49-0.
And the Yeoman,
even I can add those up.
Yeah, the Yeoman are on a plus two on the turnovers tonight.
Now Rhodes with the interception earlier tonight, but the Yeoman have, and two of those turnovers were immediate scores. The Luna touchdown recovery and Jarrett Beckhusen tapping the ball to himself and going the other way.
A Trevion Sims interception to the 7 netted the Yeoman nothing, or this would have been even more out of hand. The kickoff is this time deep and straight down the middle. It's going to be fielded at the 15, across the 40, and out of bounds. Forced out by Quinn Haynes, and the runner is down.
Well, that may have been one of the most solid tackle hits. I mean, he just hit him, laid him down, and the guy with the ball came flat down on his back, had no way to break his fall, and, you know, may just be got his air knocked out of him, but that's one of those oohs.
So the Hearn Eagles will put it into play.
99.
At the 41-yard line. After the fairly decent return of about 26 yards. But I want you to know there's been a lot of Hearn Eagles that have gone with injuries and cramps tonight. And there were a lot before the game, Coach, in just jerseys that aren't playing tonight.
That's right.
Here's the handoff to the tailback in the I formation, and he's by Keaton Denio.
Ty Morgan
and Gyro Campa. And a gain of maybe a half a yard. Be generous and give them a yard. They need all they can get right now.
Amen.
Second down and a long 9 for the Eagles. Yeoman still playing their first team defense. I'm sure we'll start seeing a lot of subs on both sides of the ball in the fourth quarter. I formation behind Castilleja, who goes under center and sends Twins to the far side. And the toss is to the near side to the tailback. He'll change directions, go all the way to the other side, but Keaton Denio is there to bring him down.
Wow, what a great play.
Denio read that cutback and had the angle on Sexton Curry, and it's a loss of 2 yards back to the 40.
Been lots of going backwards for the Hearn offense tonight. I don't know what the total offense number looks like, but that Yo defense tonight has been stifling.
Well, it was 21 yards before they got the ball this time.
That'd be 20.
And you take those penalties, and they're minus about 80 yards tonight.
Yeah.
Third down and 11 for the Eagles. They'll send Clifton Potts to the near side. And a handoff right up the middle with about a 5-yard gain before driven back. The tailback goes up to almost the 45-yard line, and that sets up a fourth down for the Eagles. Denio coming up off the bottom of the pile again for the Yeoman. Edgar Luna, Gyro Campa anchoring that defensive line for the Yeoman. Punting unit is back on for the Eagles on yet another three and out. Don't believe they've picked up a first down this half.
No, they only had two the first half.
D.D. Westbrook.
On the first drive.
D.D. Westbrook and Trevion Sims back to receive the punt. Ball at the Hearn 45. Here's the snap and the punt. High end over end. Westbrook will take it on a dead run. He's across the 40, the 45 midfield. Watch out. He's to the 40, the 35, the 30, the 20. He will take it to the house. Touchdown, Yeoman.
No, that's going to come back, Joe. And the Yeoman are going to get called for a block in the back down around the 25-yard line. Or it might have been a low block. Once that ball is coming back the other way, you got to keep that block up above the waist. And I think they might have gotten Edgar Luna back downfield.
Well, it's unfortunate, I guess,
yes,
in a way.
Behind the runner.
Way behind the runner, and nobody was going to catch Westbrook, but it's not like the Yeoman need the points. The flag is down at the 24, so they'll mark it back. Well, they're going to mark it down at the 33-yard line.
A learning experience for the sophomore.
So erase the punt return for a touchdown. And with 51 seconds left in the third quarter and a 49-0 lead, the Cameron Yeoman will bring their offense onto the field.
I think you're getting ready to see Damian Kelly carry the ball. And if he gets over 100 yards, I think you're getting ready to see substitutes come in, because he has 99 yards rushing right this minute.
Now we have a flag down here as I'm not sure what's going on.
On the coach.
On the coaches. I don't know what's going on, but a flag has been thrown as the coaches were 10 yards out on the field huddling with their players.
This one right here.
Okay. On a coach actually over here on the sidelines. They call that against the Yeoman?
No.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Yeah, he meant against the Eagles. Had to be straightened out there, and they're going to mark the ball back another 15 yards. Another 15-yarder back to the 19. The 19-yard line is where the Yeoman will have it, first and 10. A Malares Discount Center first down on the penalty inside the EBCO red zone, and here we go.
117 yards on 12 penalties.
Twin receivers go to both sides, but as you said, Coach, we'll probably see a dose of Damian Kelly here. Last time we saw it, it was a burst for 20 yards and a touchdown. Right now, the ball at the Hearn 19-yard line. Rhodes hands off to Kelly. Kelly bounces to the far side. He's inside the 15, the 10, and down to about the 9-yard line.
Eagles almost made that play again with only 10 men on the field. Late there, a defender coming off the sideline, actually running through the Cameron receivers, trying to get over and into play.
8 yards, second down and a short two for the Yeoman. Kelly still in as Jesse Westbrook is split wide to the right. A high snap, and it's picked up by Kelly going to the left side. A good block, and Kelly dances in for the score. A disaster turns into 7 points, and the Yeoman can do no wrong.
Actually, Joe, I think that was one of those plays that Jack fakes the high snap and was supposed to be a direct play to Kelly, and it got away from him too and got back there. And now a flag is thrown down around the goal line.
Yep. Frustration on the part of the Hearn Eagles.
The touchdown is on the board. The Yeoman lead it 55-0. Looking for possibly their first shutout of the season.
That's going to be an unsportsmanlike, and they're going to put it on the kickoff, Joe.
Against the Eagles?
Yep.
This is Youngblood. The kick.
Milam Auto Carquest extra point. Brashear to hold. Youngblood boots it up and through. And with 6 seconds left in the third quarter, the Yeoman go up 56-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
When you're on the go and you've only got a minute, your CEFCO store's got everything in it. From gas to groceries, you can find it right here. Aren't you glad there's a CEFCO near?
CEFCO is proud to be a part of the Cameron community and a sponsor of Yeoman Football. New at both Cameron CEFCO locations are Blockbuster DVD rental kiosks featuring all your favorite titles and new releases for just $1 per night. Aren't you glad there's a CEFCO near?
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. CameronCameron.com.
Well, the penalty has been marked off to the Hearn 45, and that's where the Yeoman will kick it off. Let's take a look at that Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
Two plays. The Yeoman go 19 yards in a 10-yard Damian Kelly touchdown run, his second of the night. After the bad snap, raced all the way backwards and down the sidelines he goes. 56-0, Yeoman.
And Martin Rodriguez tees it up. Once again, he's going to have to put that leg on ice tonight.
No, I think he'll kick it short.
And here we go. You think? He boots it deep into the end zone. It's going to bounce in and out, and the Eagles will have it at the 20-yard line with 6 seconds left here in the quarter. So the Yo defense will bring in.
That's all second team there.
Bring in a lot of new faces.
Not all of them.
Yeah, Edgar Luna still anchoring the line along with Deontay Holt. And Morgan still in. Trevion Sims, Jake Young, D.D. Westbrook all still in. Keaton Denio in there. I formation behind quarterback. And the handoff to the tailback, who spins outside, comes to the near side, picks up about 5 yards, maybe six, and stays inbound. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Our Circle S Barbecue third quarter is finally in the books. And the Yeoman are up 56-0. Fourth quarter action coming your way in a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Standards of Care, your hometown health agency. They offer skilled nursing, home health aides, and therapists to help you recover and rehab in the comfort of your own home. The track record demonstrates the dedication to excellence in serving people like you. They appreciate Cameron, Rockdale, and all of Milam County for your continued support and trust through the years. Call 254-697-2224 today and let us bring healing home for you or your loved one.
There's no better way to relax. It's Lazy Boy recliner season at Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces in Cameron. Kick back and enjoy the game with the very best seat in the house. And at Denio's, you'll find something for every room in your home. Denio's also carries all the famous names in tile and flooring, plus a complete line of wood, gas, and electric stoves. Fireplaces and inserts, too. It's Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, just north of Cameron on Highway 77.
We go to the fourth quarter. Eagles with the football, second and five from their own 25-yard line. And here's a handoff up the middle and a spin and a bounce to the outside and out across the 30 to the 35. It's going to be enough for a Eagle first down. That is DeAndre Tucker on the carry coming out of the backfield there for the Eagles. And they'll move the chains. As we start the fourth quarter, it's been all Cameron Yeoman, 56 to nothing. Our fourth quarter brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Yeoman both on and off the field. As Castilleja comes to the line with an I formation, receivers to both sides from the Eagle 35-yard line. Here's a toss to the left. This is Tucker again, tries to cut back inside, and there's nothing going right there as the Yeoman are going to bring him down at the line of scrimmage. David McDonald in on the tackle for the Yeoman up on that defensive front. As now the Holt is going to check out. Looks like Ed May is in for him. And lots of new faces out there on the defensive side. Second and nine from the 36. Here's a toss to Tucker around the right side again, out across the 40, across the 45. That's another Eagle first down. Sims in on the tackle for the Yeoman. Yeoman back at home next week. Homecoming for the Marlin Bulldogs who come to town. We haven't had an update on their score with Florence tonight. Haven't been able to track that one down. Dallas and Brett will have all the scores coming up after football tonight. I formation from the Eagle 47-yard line. Here's a handoff to Tucker again. And into the hole, he will be hit maybe a yard. Out to the 48, David McDonald in on the tackle again. Sets up a second down as we are early in the fourth quarter here. Yeoman led 21 to nothing at halftime and exploded in the third quarter to build a 56 to nothing lead. The entire third quarter played in the Hearn end of the field. As this time, Castilleja will send receivers to both sides out of the I formation, second and eight from the Hearn 48-yard line. Toss to the left side and through a big hole here. Nearing first down yardage is Eric Price. And he's sophomore. And he did get enough for a Hearn first down. Edie Westbrook in on the tackle for the Yeoman on that carry by Price.
Well, these yards are literally the only production of the night for the Eagles against the second team Yeo defense. This drive started at the 20. They have put 37 yards up on this drive, and that has more than doubled their production on the entire night.
Castilleja will send receivers to both sides. I formation once again from the Cameron 43-yard line. Here's a toss left side. This is Price again, and he goes nowhere this time. It's down to just across the 43-yard line on that carry.
Mr. Price was not going to play in this game. If you'll remember, he was down here on the sideline during warm-ups, and he told people in the stands, I will not be playing tonight. But I noticed at the half, all of a sudden, the number one came out with shoulder pads on, and now he's in the ball game running the ball.
8:30 remaining in the ball game. Yeoman lead it 56-0. Hearn is on the move, second and nine, down at the 43-yard line. Out of the I formation again, second and nine. Here's a handoff right side. This is Tucker again, and he goes nowhere as he's brought down by a host of Yeoman there. That's Banda in on the tackle along with
McDonald.
McDonald once again. They'll spot it right at the 43 or the 42, so they give Tucker a yard on that carry. Third and eight, as the freshman quarterback Cassieja will bring the Eagles to the line of scrimmage. That's the Cameron 42. They'll send two receivers to the right side out of the I formation. Toss to Tucker again. Through a hole, still on his feet, down inside the 40 to the 35. Right up the middle on a cutback. And it's going to be short of a first down. It's going to be about fourth and two needed here for a Hearn first down. As we near the seven-minute mark, Castilleja, the freshman quarterback, comes in from the sideline with the play as the Eagles will come to the line of scrimmage at 35. They need the 37 for a first down. Twin receivers right, I formation behind the quarterback, Castilleja. He'll hand it off. This is Tucker spinning through a hole, and looks like he got enough for a first down. They spot this ball at around the 33. Be pretty close.
Yeah,
nope.
That's
enough. And they'll move the chains again for Hearn.
Three first downs here in the second half, five for the ball game.
That's three on this drive, isn't it?
That's right.
Ball on the far hash mark as one man goes wide to the right this time. That's Workman, another receiver wide left. I formation on first down from the Cameron 33-yard line. Toss right side. This is Tucker. He's hung up in the backfield. Denio hits him. The ball is loose, but they say he was down at the 40. And it will still be Hearn football. That was Tucker on the carry to the right side. Keaton Denio with some big hits defensively tonight. Makes another one for a loss there. As progress back to the 39 is where it will be second down and about 17.
Don't you like the way Rob put that? Progress back to the 39.
Yeah, it looked like he went back farther than that, I thought.
Ever the optimist.
I formation from the 40-yard line. Here is Castilleja, a little pitch to the left side, and Yeoman pursuit is going to be another loss as Trajarvis McMurray gets the carry this time for the Eagles, and he'll lose a yard back to the 39. It'll be fourth or third and long here.
That was Jake Young in on the tackle then.
Yeah, the Yeoman won a holding call there as it looked like Costern was being held, but I think the referees are at the point where unless it's something blatant, brutal, or ugly, they're not going to call it.
I believe you're right. Let the clock run.
Do us all a favor.
Friday night finals coming your way after the game tonight. You can get caught up on your way home from all the scores around Central Texas.
Third and 19 from the Cameron 42. Castilleja back to pass, rolling right, looking, and now he's going to run. And Denio's going to trip him up at around the 40-yard line where it will make the stop there. We're inside of 4.5 minutes to go. A comfortable Yeoman lead at 56-0. Yeoman with a big second quarter and third quarter. Actually missed a couple of scoring opportunities in that second quarter. Or it could be even worse. And that sets up a fourth and long, so on comes the punting unit for the Eagles.
And they are confused.
As they have been a lot tonight with personnel on and off the field. Yeoman have two men standing back at the 10. That's Sims and Westbrook. Here's a snap and a low line drive kick.
Oh, I knew he was going to
bounce off
that.
Of Sims. Ball is loose down around the 10. I think the Yeoman recovered it. They did. Trevion Sims trying to feel that knuckleball on the ground. And the Yeoman lucky to come away with the football as he'll spot it out at the 11-yard line.
Well, Rob, just to kind of recap that drive for the Hearn Eagles, it started back at their 20-yard line. They did get pretty deep into Yeo territory and back down to about the 30-yard line before a couple of sacks. They put together a 12-play drive that used up more than 8 minutes of the fourth quarter clock. So that's kind of what the doctor ordered, right?
That's right.
3:39 remaining as the Yeoman will take over. And Lorenzo Anderson will be the quarterback. Keaton Denio in the backfield. And a fresh batch up front for the Yeoman on the offensive line. Denio is going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. And not much there.
Well, a first down or two here would seal this up and send us home.
Well, they're going to say lost a yard on that play. It'll be second and 11 for the Yeoman. 3:12 showing on the game clock as Anderson runs at quarterback. Twin receivers to both sides. Anderson with a quick pass to Sims at the 15, and he's banged out of bounds at the 20.
Just shy of the 20, it looks like.
Needs the 22 for a first.
Well, he got banged out of bounds, so that stops the clock. And now twin receivers to both sides of the field for the Yeoman. Lorenzo Anderson running the offense as he takes the snap and hands it off to Denio, running off right tackle. He's got running room out across the 25, across the 30, and out to the 32 for a Malares Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman first down.
Tonight's fourth quarter is brought to you by the Yeo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. You can become a member. Join the Booster Club. They meet Mondays at 7 at the Yeo High Fieldhouse. Be a highlight reel to watch this week.
Ball spouted out at the Yeo 32-yard line. As the clock rolls here, inside of 2.5 minutes, Anderson's going to run it himself off the right tackle, and he's got yardage out across the 35 to the 37 on the keeper by Lorenzo Anderson.
Got some backup linemen, which are mainly the starting defensive linemen, Edgar Luna and Deontay Holt in there offensively now. Youngblood in the lineup as well.
So second and about 5 from the 37. Ball on the right hash mark as Anderson takes the snap. And this is another handoff to Denio. First down yardage as he runs off right tackle out across the 40 up to the 43, 44-yard line for another Malares Discount Center first down.
It's been kind of an unusual scoring tonight. No scoring in the first and fourth quarters. All the scoring came in the second and third.
You know, if this is a six-man game, we're on our way home.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
First and 10 for the Yeoman out at the 44-yard line. Here's Anderson on an option. He keeps it, runs up the middle. There's a flag down as he's going to get into Hearn territory down inside the 40-yard line on the run. But this one may be coming back.
I tell you what, this umpire tonight has worn his flag out.
Yes, he has.
I mean, he has thrown holding after holding after holding.
He's going to need another yellow flag, huh?
He's got spares.
I'll bet he does. Back this one up against the Yeoman. Minute 32 to go. Our Bob Steakhouse post-game show coming up. And Coach Colley will select our play of the game tonight. Also, the Standards of Care player of the game a little bit later.
Speaking of Bob's, if you get a chance to go have lunch out at Bob's, order the Lone Star Burger. Folks, it's the best burger you'll ever eat.
First and 15 from the 40-yard line. Anderson at quarterback will take the snap and hand it off. This is Keaton Denio again. Off to the right side, gets out across the 40 to the 41, and he'll be brought down there.
I think the Yeoman, if Hearn elects to allow it, can just run this clock out.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they may.
I don't think they would be calling any timeouts at this gesture.
Second down and about 12. As Anderson takes the snap, it's Denio again on a give. As he crosses the Yo 45 up to the 46. As the clock continues to roll, 30 seconds.
It's going to be the ball game.
That is going to be the ball game as it will roll down, and the Yeoman will take home a 56-0 win in the district opener in 12-2A Division I as they will improve their mark on the year to 5-0 with a convincing win over the Hearn Eagles tonight here at Wood Field. Final score once again, 56-0. Yeoman win it. The Bob's Steakhouse post-game show is coming up next.
Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Sefco Convenience Stores, Cameron Nursing Center, by the Yo Shop, Little River Materials, Smile at the World Orthodontics, by Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, Milam Auto, your Car Quest store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Sunny Food Mart, CMMC Full Service Home Repair, The Bling Box, Capolino, Dodd and Krebs LLP, Subway and Texas Burger, by C&W Auto Repair, Citizens National Bank, Cox's Heating and Air, Anderley Lumber Company, by Don's Paint and Body, Stanley Lind Autoplex, Melanie Sheffield, your Edwards Jones representative, by EBCO Development, Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, and by Standards of Care Home Healthcare. Now stay tuned for the Bob Steakhouse postgame show.
All right, 56-0 is the final as the Yeoman will improve to 5-0 on the year, 1-0, more importantly, in District 12 2A Division I play. And here on our postgame show, we'll talk to Coach Rick Rhodes in just a few minutes. And also on the way, our Bob Steakhouse play of the game. It could be worth a $25 gift certificate at Bob Steakhouse if you know the play of the game tomorrow morning. And, of course, we'll take a look at some of the numbers from this one tonight as well here on the Bob Steakhouse postgame show. And once again, the Yeoman with a win here tonight, the final 56-0.
Well, while the Yeoman are huddled up in the huddle, you got the final numbers?
I got the final numbers.
Let's look at them.
For the Cameron Yeoman, even though the score was as lopsided as it was, they had 17 first downs. Hearn ended up with three in that last drive. For the Cameron Yeoman, they had 362 yards of total offense, 141 rushing, 221 in the air. For the Hearn Eagles, they had 48 yards total offense, 38 yards rushing, 10 yards passing. The Hearn Eagles hurt themselves badly with 13 penalties for 137 yards, while the Cameron Yeoman had six penalties on the night for 55 yards. The leading rusher for the Cameron Yeoman was Mr. Damian Kelly. Let's see if I can remember exactly how many he had. had 116 yards on 15 carries and two touchdowns. Westbrook had seven catches for 141 yards and a touchdown. And let's see, Jack Rhodes overall was 15 of 22 for 175 yards and four touchdowns, Joe.
And again, all of the scoring comes between the start of the second and the end of the third.
That's right.
Yeah, three touchdowns for the Yeomen in the second quarter. All the rest of the scoring in the third. It was a rapid-fire third quarter for the Yeo offense.
Well, the Yeomen did what they needed to do. They had scored two touchdowns on offense and one on defense. Really had looked kind of ragged in the first half, even though we had a 21-0 lead, and the defense wasn't giving Hearn anything. And it came right out. And the first thing they did in the third quarter was march right down and score, made it 28-0, and from there on it was just landslide.
Well, again, both teams doing their prayer at midfield, and that's breaking up, and we'll get a word with Coach Rick Rhodes here momentarily. We'll also have our Bob Steakhouse play of the game and our most valuable player, Standards of Care, still to come in our post-game show.
I believe, I thought I saw Rhodes heading to see Buffalo Bill.
Maybe he can't find Buffalo Bill in all that mess down there.
I'm over here.
We see you, but
well, we may get the they'll get the school song probably before we can get Coach Rhodes.
All right, we'll take a break here at our Bob Steakhouse post game show. The Yeomen win it in Hearn, 56-0, under a harvest moon at Woodfield. We're back to Hearn in just a moment.
You said you wanted more choices for lunch, and Bob Steakhouse and Cameron was listening. Now, Bob's will be open for lunch Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 1:30. Sandwiches and burgers like the Smoked Turkey Club, Pulled Barbecue Pork, the Yo Burger, and more, plus other great favorites like Homestyle Chicken Fried Steak, Grilled Breast of Chicken, and Fried Catfish, just to name a few. Now, let's do lunch at Bob's. Bob's Steakhouse, at the end of Industrial Boulevard, just off Highway 77 in Cameron.
And we are back at Woodfield and Hearn, where the Yeomen conclude their celebration in front of Yo fans and the band. And I think Coach Rick Rhodes is making his way now over to Buffalo Dollar Bill. Take it away.
All right, guys. Got
wrote
Coach
down your questions, huh?
I have to write them down, so I forget what I'm going to ask. Yeomen get off to their first district win of the year. They're 5-0 at the midpoint, 1-0 in district. Hold Hearn to 48 yards total offense. Coach, tell us, rate your team's performance.
Well, I was very, very proud of our defense. Very, very proud. I mean, they stepped up, made some plays, scored twice for us. I mean, you can't ask for better. 48 yards? Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. That's fantastic.
Coach, you know, it got off to a little bit of a slow start. You know, Hearn came out. They were motivated. The Yeo were motivated also. But they have this business-like approach. Very even-keeled, business-like. Nothing seems to get under their skin. And I know you coaches are very calm on the sidelines and all. So is that where they get that?
Yeah. No, we did start out slow. And if you want to call it business-like, I want to call it slow. We did start off slow. So hopefully we'll, you know, it's hard coming, you know. I think that one of the things that we've got to do through district is we got to come out and we got to start better than what we did tonight. And once we get playing, we're a pretty good football team, but we can't take so long to get to play.
Well, they look, when I say business-like, I mean, they just, like, okay, we did this, and now we're going to move forward. Great crowd tonight. You go home tomorrow night, next week, play Marlin, homecoming. How do you keep their minds straight with such a big game coming up?
Well, that's part of being a great football team is you're able to put that stuff behind you and you know, concentrate on what's really important. And there'll be a lot of festivities and stuff, and that's fun. That's what high school football is about. But the bottom line is there's a football game, a district football game, a big district football game that's got to be played.
All right, Coach. You go celebrate with your team. Great win. We'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right, guys, back up to you.
All right, again, the final here, 56-0. We've got a scoring recap coming up with some highlights and also the Bob Steakhouse play of the game. We'll be right back to Woodfield right after this.
You said you wanted more choices for lunch, and Bob Steakhouse in Cameron was listening. Now, Bob's will be open for lunch Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 1:30. Sandwiches and burgers like the Smoked Turkey Club, Pulled Barbecue Pork, the Yo Burger, and more, plus other great favorites like Homestyle Chicken Fried Steak, Grilled Breast of Chicken, and Fried Catfish, just to name a few. Now, let's do lunch at Bob's. Bob's Steakhouse, at the end of Industrial Boulevard, just off Highway 77 in Cameron.
All right, welcome back to Woodfield. Our Bob Steakhouse postgame show continues, and the Yeomen win this one 56-0. I guess let's take a look at the scoring recap, Joe.
All right, Rob, we mentioned that the Yeomen kind of got off to a slow start, and actually there was no score in the first quarter. One of the highlights for Hearn was a Jack Rhodes interception, which is few and far between, but we'll just kind of fast forward to the second quarter. That's when the scoring began, as the Yeomen would begin a drive on the Hearn 43-yard line with 11:43 left in the half, and they would march 43 yards in seven plays, and it was capped off by this Rhodes to Wren touchdown pass.
And Rashear go right this time. Haynes and Wren will go to the left. Kelly in the backfield. Jack takes the snap, looks over the middle, caught, touchdown, Wren. Thomas Wren.
And the Yeomen were up 7-0 at that point. Hearn would be forced to punt in their next possession, and the Yeomen would go back to work with 7:46 left in the half. They would take over at their own 38-yard line. This was a 9-play, 62-yard touchdown drive that included a 16-yard Thomas Wren catch, a 20-yard catch by Westbrook, and it was capped by an 11-yard TD catch by Zach Brashear. And the Yeomen would go up 14-0 at that point. Hearn would get the ball back. This time, on their first play of the possession, Trevion Sims would step in front of a Castilla pass and take it all the way down to the 7-yard line, but the Yeomen were unable to muster anything up with that turnover, as Martin Rodriguez's 35-yard field goal attempt sailed wide to the right. But on the very next possession, when Hearn took over at the 20-yard line, the Cameron Yeo defense came up big on a fumble recovery and a touchdown fumble recovery turn by Edgar Luna for 6 points.
Luna picks it up at the 5, into the end zone, touchdown. Cameron Yeoman touchdown.
And you heard Rob and Ed call that touchdown as the Yeomen go up 21-0. Hearn gets the ball back, but is forced to punt, and the Yeomen would get the ball, but simply run out of time on a pass play. They would only have 4 seconds to go. They would throw one across the middle to D.D. Westbrook, who provided a lot of razzle-dazzle for the Yeomen tonight, and he did so here, but came up 5 yards short on a 44-yard catch and run down to the 5-yard line as time expired. The third quarter belonged entirely to the Yeomen. In fact, I don't know if Hearn even showed up in the third quarter.
They played defense a little bit.
The Yeomen would get the ball first after deferring, after winning the toss to start the game. And they would start at the Hearn 45-yard line. A 21-yard Kelly run was part of this 6-play, 45-yard drive that included a Rhodes to Zach Brashear touchdown pass of 13. Their second connection for a TD tonight, and the Yeomen were up 28-0. Hearn would be out, forced to punt again in the third quarter. Don't think they got a first down in the third quarter. No. And the Yeomen would take over at the Hearn 20-yard line after a great punt return and a penalty that put the ball at the Hearn 20-yard line. It only took the Yeomen 2 plays to go in from here, and it was a 20-yard Kelly run that put the Yeomen up 35-0. Westbrook slow to get back in the line of scrimmage, so Rhodes trots over and gives him the play. He'll line up wide right along with Zach Brashear. And Kelly will get the handoff. He bounces to the outside, up the middle, 10, 5. He goes in untouched, 20 yards, touchdown, Damian Kelly. And the Yeomen go up 35-0 at that point. Again, Hearn's punt would lead to another Yeoman score. This time they would start at the Hearn 44-yard line. As we mentioned, the entire third quarter played inside Hearn territory. Another two-play drive here that after a penalty back to the 47-yard line, Rhodes would connect with Westbrook over the middle and some extremely exciting yak yards. Yards after the catch by Westbrook, he takes it in from 53 yards out for the score. Spins a 360, carries 4, 5. Hearn Eagles stays on his feet, breaks free. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Oh, my.
Well, Westbrook there with some exciting talent shown after the catch there to break free and score, and the Yeoman were up 42-0. Hearn would take over at their own 34-yard line on the after the Martin Rodriguez kickoff. But Beckhusen would step in front of a pass and race down the sidelines 40 yards for a touchdown, the second touchdown on a turnover by the Yeoman tonight, and they're up 49-0, but the scoring was not done. Neither was the third quarter. Hearn takes over with 3:36 left in the third, and by the time they had to punt, there were still 51 seconds left. That's when the Yeoman would take over at the Hearn 19-yard line. It only took the Yeoman two plays to put another 6 points across. A 10-yard TD run by Kelly after a bad snap. He was able to pick it up off the turf, avoid a collision in the backfield, race down the sidelines for a 10-yard run that actually was more like 25 after he picked the fumble up. And the Yeoman are up 56-0. That kind of caps the scoring as the second and third teams were put in for the Yeoman, and Hearn was able to put together a time-consuming drive of about 8.5 minutes of the fourth quarter, a 12-play drive there before the Yeo defense forced a punt, and the Yeoman were able to get the ball back, pick up a couple of first downs, and run out the clock. All the scoring in the second and third quarter, the Yeoman win it here at Hearn, 56-0.
All right, let's pick our Bob Steakhouse play of the game, and Coach Ed Colley has that call.
I think it has to be the Rhodes to Westbrook pass that covered 53 yards and the remarkable run that he made through 3, 4, 5 different defensive backs in
at
order
least
to score. Yeah.
Dragging players and somehow staying on his feet.
I mean to tell you.
For the touchdown. 53 yards, Rhodes to Westbrook. That's the play of the game. Be listening tomorrow morning on our high school football scoreboard. Be the correct caller, and you'll win a $25 certificate to Bob's Steakhouse in Cameron. Tonight's standards of care, most valuable player.
I think it's got to be Detrick Westbrook. He had 6 receptions for 141 yards, a touchdown, an interception, and he also had a punt return that we had called back. So I think it's Detrick Westbrook myself.
All right. D.D. Westbrook, our standards of care player of the game tonight. Standards of care, the only name you need to remember in home health care. Standards of care, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Want to say thanks to our sports team tonight. Dallas Reed sitting in the captain's chair back at the ranch. Brett Eberhardt with our behind-the-scenes updates throughout the night, along with Vicky Goza, Buffalo Bill, our Subway sideline spotter, and Mama Rose Mundrick snapping the camera for our web coverage of the Yeoman tonight. And a special thanks to our account executives, Denise Tao and Sherry Smitherman, all of our sponsors that made the broadcast possible tonight as well. Remember, Friday night finals coming your way at 10:30. Right after we get done, they'll be on the air. Brett Eberhardt, Dallas Reed will have all those scores, and join us tomorrow morning for an in-depth look on our high school football scoreboard across Central Texas. That's on the air tomorrow morning at 7:45. This concludes our coverage of the Yeoman tonight. For Ed, Joe, Bill, I'm Rob Reed. Again, our final, it's the Yeoman 56, Hearn nothing. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night.